KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hey, hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Got a lot to get to today. We are going to go through every different angle on the Mueller report this hour. So let's jump right in. It's funny. I got a lot of flack from everybody yesterday because I thought Attorney General William Barr was correct not to push prosecution on obstruction of justice. I also think that the Mueller report shows that President Trump lies a lot and that he is dishonest in his dealings with others. These two statements piss off pretty much everybody on the left. The idea is that if Trump lies sometimes, but not illegally, then he should go to prison. And on the right, the idea is that if Trump was exonerated on obstruction, meaning that he wasn't really exonerated on obstruction, but at least he wasn't prosecuted on obstruction, if he was acquitted of obstruction or non-prosecuted on obstruction, if that's the case, then he is a grand and glorious man who has never lied ever. None of these things are true. Two things can be true at once. Trump is who Trump is. We all know who Trump is. Trump is not world's most honest guy. He will tell you this himself. I mean, he is honest about his dishonesty. It's one of the charming things about the man. That is true. It is also true that the offenses that he committed here are not criminally prosecutable offenses. No prosecutor in their right mind would take up the case as placed before them by Robert Mueller. So we'll get to that in just one second, kind of what Mueller was doing here. But there are a bunch of points that I want to make about the Mueller investigation and about the Mueller report in totality. So point number one, and this is where we always have to start, is that the Trump-Russia collusion claims were farcically overblown. Farcically so. What's amazing is that the first half of the report does not actually deliver the goods on anything remotely resembling Trump campaign collusion with the Russians. Even the stuff that the press really blew up. I'm talking about the stuff where they suggested that the RNC had rewritten its own platform with regard to providing lethal aid to Ukraine in service to Vladimir Putin and the Trump campaign. That turns out not to be true. It was a low-level aide who thought that President Trump was friendlier to Russia than other candidates had been, and so he suggested the change. The change was made. That was that. All the talk about Paul Manafort providing early polling to Russian oligarchs and Ukrainian oligarchs, that's true, but it had nothing to do with the campaign per se. There's no evidence it had anything to do with the campaign. So there are a bunch of these kind of little narratives that have been strewn about by the media over the past couple of years. Michael Cohen going to Prague. No evidence he ever went to Prague. And President Trump supposedly facilitating meetings with Natalia Veselnitskaya, knowing about the Trump Tower meeting. No evidence that he knew in advance about the Veselnitskaya meeting. Donald Jr. knowing in advance about WikiLeaks hacks. None of that is true. So a lot of the media narratives that were put out there were simply overblown or untrue. BuzzFeed's big report saying that Michael Cohen had been instructed to lie to investigators by President Trump, which would constitute subornation of perjury. That would be an actual crime. It's the crime for which President Clinton was impeached in the House. That turned out not to be true either. None of that was in the Mueller report. So all of the talk about Trump-Russia collusion, that was really, really overblown. The Mueller report itself states, quote, although the investigation established that the Russian government perceived it would benefit from a Trump presidency and worked to secure that outcome, and that the campaign expected it would benefit electorally from information stolen and released through Russian efforts, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. Period. End of story. The report makes a bunch of statements that are just like that repeatedly. It turns out that when it comes to Russian collusion, there was some smoke and no fire. There was no actual fire. And the people who were even prosecuted, people like George Papadopoulos, were basically dupes, not active agents of the Kremlin. People who are prosecuted, like Papadopoulos, who else was prosecuted? So Manafort was prosecuted, but he was prosecuted for crimes involving his his kinship with the Ukrainian oligarchs based on activity back in like 2013, 2014. So the idea that the campaign itself was involved in collusion was just wrong. Now, the media are not totally ready to let this go. John Carl over at ABC News, doing a terrible job covering this, actually. He said, listen, the evidence shows that while there wasn't actual conspiracy, there was certainly collusion. Okay, well, if you're now shifting the goalposts to the point that collusion is not conspiracy, that collusion is somebody received information from a Russian source that was public already and then used it in Oppo research, that ain't what you were talking about. You were talking about the election being skewed because of cooperation between the Trump campaign and the Russians. That is not what happened. Jonathan Carl still tried to push that one yesterday.
There's significant material in here that we did not know on the question of collusion. Now, of course, if there's no finding that anybody in the Trump campaign was guilty of a criminal conspiracy in terms of dealing with the Russians on this, but this the chapter on collusion shows significant contact between people on the Trump campaign and with the Russians. Ultimately, the collusion here in the special counsel was it did not rise to the level of a violation of the law, but there is significant contact here. You might even say collusion.
Oh, you might say collusion, might you? Well, no, you wouldn't say collusion because there wasn't actual collusion. Adam Schiff is still going around trying to promote the idea that collusion occurred because he spent years lying to the American public that he had secret knowledge, secret inside information about the level of conspiracy between Trump and Russia. The man had set up a pump tent outside the CNN headquarters, and he basically left his job in Congress so he could hang out at CNN full-time and be best friends with Wolf Blitzer. Well, now he's back on CNN yesterday trying to cover his butt after it turns out that his entire claim fell apart yesterday.
Now, many of us do think the president's unfit for office, but unless that's a bipartisan conclusion, an impeachment would be doomed to failure. I continue to think that a failed impeachment is not in the national interest.
Whether these acts are criminal or not, whether the obstruction of justice was criminal or not, or whether these contacts were sufficiently illicit or not to rise to the level of a criminal conspiracy, they are unquestionably dishonest, unethical, immoral, and unpatriotic, and should be condemned by every American. That is not the subject of vindication. That is the subject of condemnation.
Those goalposts
and that is
right
how
there.
I think we should view the Mueller report.
Okay, that is moving those goalposts. We should view the Mueller report as moral condemnation of President Trump. Really? Because that's not what you promised, dude. You promised criminal conspiracy. You promised that President Trump was hanging out with Vladimir Putin down by the pool, figuring out how to shift those votes in Wisconsin. You said you had inside information to that effect. So Adam Schiff has lost all credibility on this. So the collusion stuff was wildly overblown, the media wildly overplayed it, and they deserve all the criticism that they are receiving today. Second point about this report. The original suspicions regarding the Trump team might not have been unreasonable. Now, I know this one is controversial with a lot of people on the right who believe that the investigation was initiated in bad faith, that the Obama team and its intelligence team decided, you know what, we don't like Donald Trump. We're going to come up with an excuse to target him and his team. And so on the basis of skimpy evidence, they decided to launch an internal investigation that would eventually take down the president and provide fire insurance against the possibility of him winning. Now, I'm open to the argument based on the evidence that is already out there that the investigation became that because Peter Strzok was, in fact, a politically motivated player. James Clapper was a politically motivated player. John Brennan was a politically motivated player. I'm fully willing to hear the case based on the evidence that is already public that the investigation became something bad and became something corrupt as people fell into a habit of listening to everyone in their echo chamber, fell into confirmation bias. But there is still not enough evidence for me to believe the case that the investigation was initiated originally under false pretenses, because that has been one of the popular talking points. There was plenty of smoke in the early days of the investigation. George Papadopoulos, meeting with Joseph Mifsud, a suspected Russian asset who allegedly bragged that he had access to Hillary Clinton's emails, and then Papadopoulos trying to pass that up the chain. Roger Stone bringing WikiLeaks promises to the attention of the Trump campaign. Trump's dishonesty regarding the continuation of Trump Tower Moscow negotiations, his open commentary in which he continued to praise Vladimir Putin, puzzling pretty much everyone. Now we know, by the way, that praise of Vladimir Putin, that's just the way that Trump does business. When he's dealing with other people who he thinks are strongmen, he likes to deal with them by flattering them, right? He does this with Kim Jong-un. He's done this with Erdogan. He's done this with a bunch of people who are sort of bad actors on the world stage. President Trump, though, was involved in dishonesty regarding the Trump Tower Moscow negotiations. He lied to the public about it. The June 2016 Trump Tower meeting, of course, Carter Page's coordination with Russian fronts while working for the Trump campaign, Paul Manafort's involvement in the campaign while simultaneously doing the dirty work of Ukrainian oligarchs, right? All of that stuff was happening. And so it's not totally unreasonable for people inside the intel community to say, well, Trump is surrounding himself with a lot of bad people. This looks a little suspicious. Now, is it possible that it was launched under false pretenses? Sure. Andy McCarthy at National Review makes that case. I know Devin Nunes makes that case. Both of them we had on the radio show yesterday and made that case. I'm willing to hear the case. I need more evidence on the case before I take it super seriously. Okay, so that is point number two with regard to the Mueller report. I'm trying to just be as fair about this as I possibly can be. We'll get to some more commentary on the Mueller report and then the reaction. But first, admit it, you think cybercrime is something that happens to other people. You might think no one wants your data or that hackers can't grab your passwords or credit card details. You would be wrong. Stealing data from unsuspecting people on public Wi-Fi is one of the simplest and cheapest ways for hackers to make money. When you leave your internet connection unencrypted, you may as well be writing your passwords and credit card numbers on a giant billboard for the rest of the world to see. That's why I decided to take action. To protect myself from cybercriminals, I use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. ExpressVPN has easy-to-use apps that run seamlessly in the background of your computer, phone, and tablet. Turning on ExpressVPN protection, that only takes one click. Using ExpressVPN, I can safely surf on public Wi-Fi without being snooped on or having my personal data stolen. For less than $7 a month, you can get the same ExpressVPN protection that I have. ExpressVPN is rated the number one VPN service by TechRadar. It comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Protect your online activity today. Find out how you can get 3 months for free at expressvpn.com/Ben. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben for 3 months free with the 1 year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben to learn more. Okay, so back to the Mueller report. Point number three. So point number one, you'll recall, is that the Trump-Russia collusion claims were farcically overblown by the media, which they were. The press humiliated themselves here. That does not mean that every individual report about Trump fulminating on obstruction was false. A lot of those reports were true, and a lot of that reporting was good. But the reports on Trump-Russia collusion, almost all of that blew up in the face of the media. Point number two is that the original suspicions regarding the Trump team might not have been unreasonable. Point number three, the Steele dossier is nowhere to be found. And this is where I say I think the investigation went wrong. I think that Peter Strzok and other politically motivated actors inside the intelligence apparatus hated President Trump and were willing to use overblown information, scanty information, thin information, easily debunkable information in order to target Trump and his team. I do think that's what this investigation eventually became under the auspices of people like Peter Strzok. Why? Well, because they used the Steele dossier over and over in the original investigation to get FISA warrants against people like Carter Page. That Steele dossier is the intelligence mishmash that was funneled to the Obama intelligence agencies via Fusion GPS, an Oppo research firm working on behalf of Hillary Clinton. But the Steele dossier barely comes up in the Mueller report. So you would figure that if that Steele dossier were so important, if it were so filled with golden nuggets of information that provided the basis for further investigation and deeper digging, that that would appear, you know, like three times, maybe, in the Mueller report. Instead, it appears, I think, twice. Yet it was repeatedly used as the basis for a FISA warrant against Carter Page. It was presented directly to President Trump by former FBI Director James Comey and then broadly reported on by the press. More on that in just a second. But first, when President Trump says America will never be a socialist country, he could not be more right. That's why it is so troubling that a proposal from the HHS, the Department of Health and Human Services, would move us in the wrong direction. The International Drug Pricing Index would adopt socialist price controls set by foreign countries. Today, Americans get access to cutting-edge therapies for diseases like cancer nearly 2 years before other countries. And the future holds amazing promise for fighting diseases like Alzheimer's and MS. The HHS proposal would cripple America's world-leading medical innovation. We'd have fewer new cures, they'd be harder to obtain. We should control costs with market-based reforms by fostering competition, by making other countries pay their fair share, not with socialist price controls. Keep America great by keeping American medical innovation great. Visit protectmypartb.org. That's protectmypartb.org. P-R-O-T-E-C-T, mypartb.org. Go check them out right now, paid for by Americans for tax reform. Make sure that those medical innovations that we so need keep coming. Research and development costs money. And that means that we are supposed to pay market prices, and so should everyone else. That's the kind of innovation we should be looking for. ProtectMyPartB.org. Coming up, we will continue with our broad-based analysis of the Mueller report, which I have now read in its entirety, as I had yesterday. But I've had some time to reflect on it. I have many thoughts. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
This is Michael Savage of the Savage Nation podcast. There's nothing like it in the podcast universe. How could they put Michael Savage in the same league with mass murderers when I have never avowed violence? Had I avowed violence, I wouldn't be on the radio. I wouldn't have lasted 15 minutes, let alone 15 years. The Savage Nation podcast. Listen and download for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your audio. From the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to WaveBestWater.com. That's WaveBestWater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So we've gone through a few points about the Mueller report. We continue with that list of analysis. Point four on the Mueller report. This one really is important. Team Mueller has a very, very broad definition of obstruction of justice. So obstruction of justice statutes are extraordinarily broad in how they're drawn. There is a what they call a catch-all provision in 18 section 1512. That catch-all provision is really broad. It basically says anybody who attempts to impede the process of justice is guilty of a crime. Well, there are a thousand ways to read that. It's a badly written law. One of the things you learn as a lawyer is that you try to draw laws as specifically as possible. You try to draw contracts as specifically as possible so you know what applies and what does not apply. That is not really present in the obstruction statutes, and that creates a lot of play in the joints. And it creates enough room for there to be controversy between Team Mueller and Attorney General William Barr on whether President Trump's activity actually constituted obstruction of justice. Under Barr's analysis, he says, to obtain and sustain an obstruction conviction, this is in his March 24th four-page letter, the government would need to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that a person acting with corrupt intent engaged in obstructive conduct with a sufficient nexus to a pending or contemplated proceeding. And then Barr clarified his standard in his press conference yesterday. And this standard, I think, is correct. He says, although the Deputy Attorney General and I disagreed with some of the special counsel's legal theories and felt that some of the episodes examined did not amount to obstruction as a matter of law, we did not rely solely on that in making our decision. Instead, we accepted the special counsel's legal framework for purposes of our analysis and evaluated the evidence as presented by the special counsel in reaching our conclusion. So Barr is trying to argue that he used the standard that Mueller was using for obstruction of justice, and even under that standard, it wasn't obstruction. I think that's a slightly dicey case for Barr. I think if you use Mueller's standard for obstruction, then some of what Trump did looks like obstruction. But I don't think that Mueller's standard is correct, which is why you see Barr say here, we had some disagreements about the theory. In assessing the president's actions discussed in the report, it is important to bear in mind the context. President Trump faced an unprecedented situation as he entered into office and sought to perform his responsibilities as president. Federal agents and prosecutors were scrutinizing his conduct before and after taking office and the conduct of some of his associates. At the same time, there was relentless speculation in the news media about the president's personal culpability. Yet, as he said from the beginning, there was in fact no collusion. And as the special counsel's report acknowledges, there is substantial evidence to show that the president was frustrated and angered by a sincere belief that the investigation was undermining his presidency, propelled by his political opponents, fueled by illegal leaks. Nonetheless, the White House fully cooperated with the special counsel's investigation, providing unfettered access to the campaign and White House documents, directing senior aides to testify freely, asserting no privilege claims. Now, that one line is being taken out of context, the one where he says the White House fully cooperated with the special counsel's investigation. People are rightly pointing out, well, Trump didn't sit down for an interview, did he? It's not exactly full cooperation. And Trump was constantly fulminating publicly and privately about the Mueller investigation. And President Trump was creating these incentives for people not to talk to the Mueller investigation by tweeting out things to Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort. All of that is true. And so Barr is wrong in that language. The White House did not, quote unquote, fully cooperate with the special counsel investigation. But the truth is they mostly did. They mostly did. They didn't assert executive privilege. They did allow everybody inside the White House to talk to the special counsel's office. I know this because I've talked to many people who have talked to the special counsel's office. At the same time, the president took no act that, in fact, deprived the special counsel of the documents and witnesses necessary to complete his investigation. And this is true, too. The president did not simply say, you can't talk to this guy because this guy over here, I'm asserting executive privilege. He didn't do that. Apart from whether the acts were obstructive, this evidence of non-corrupt motives weighs heavily against any allegation that the president had a corrupt intent to obstruct the investigation. And that last phrase is the one that matters, because the crime of obstruction requires corrupt intent. I noted this yesterday with regard to contrasting Hillary Clinton's behaviors with President Trump's behaviors. Hillary Clinton taking classified material and storing it on a homebrew server was de facto, just facially illegal. It's facially illegal because there is no element of intent in the crime. If I take classified material from the VA, and I accidentally leave it on the front seat of my car, and someone smashes the car window and takes the data, I am guilty of a crime. It doesn't matter if I just accidentally left it in my backpack or something. None of that matters. Right? Intent is not an element of the crime for Hillary. The FBI did this bizarre trick where they read back into the law intent in order to let Hillary Clinton off. Intent, however, with obstruction of justice is an element of the crime. You have to have corrupt intent. So what Barr is saying is it's not corrupt intent for President Trump to fulminate publicly about the Mueller report. That doesn't demonstrate that he was trying to stop it. It doesn't demonstrate that he was trying to end the investigation. And it certainly doesn't demonstrate that he was trying to do all of this with an intent toward thwarting finding out of underlying crime, because there was no underlying crime. So those are the two facts that Barr keeps relying on in saying no prosecution is available here. One, no underlying collusion for Trump to hide. And two, no corrupt intent to hide something that was not really there. Right? You can't suggest that this is Al Capone's vault here, that President Trump was throwing up obstacles to you finding nothing. So that is Barr's standard. I think that's the correct standard. That is not the standard that the Mueller report suggests for obstruction. According to their broader standard, obstruction of justice law reaches all corrupt conduct capable of producing an effect that prevents justice from being duly administered, regardless of the means employed. That is a quote from a particular circuit court case. The Mueller report says an improper motive can render an actor's conduct criminal even when the conduct would otherwise be lawful and within the actor's authority. So in other words, President Trump fires somebody within his office. That would be criminal conduct if the intent is wrong. A defendant need not directly impede the proceeding. The requisite showing of motive is made when a person acted with an intent to obtain an improper advantage for himself or someone else, inconsistent with official duty and the rights of others. Again, the question is, did Trump violate his official duty or the rights of others here? I don't think he did. But still, this is incredibly broad. While mere abstract talk does not suffice to create the crime of attempt, any concrete and specific acts that corroborate the defendant's intent can constitute a substantial step. The Omnibus Clause of 18 U.S.C. 1503 prohibits an endeavor to obstruct justice, which sweeps more broadly than Section 1512's attempt provision. Coming up, we're going to talk more about the broadly defined definition of obstruction in the Mueller report, and we'll continue with our analysis of the Mueller report from every possible angle, giving you everything you need.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
comfort and privacy is important. And products installed by Blindsided will improve the quality of life in your home. Enjoy the convenience of remote control power shades, blinds, or the elegant look of plantation shutters with expert installation. Comfort, privacy, and elegance in your home with expert craftsmanship from Blindsided. Call Bill today for an estimate at 945-3969. That's 945-3969.
Mako is back with another great deal giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh. Better get Mako.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Get ready for a sock hop of nostalgia and muscle cars when American Graffiti roars onto the Cascade Theater's big screen during cool April nights. With live music, dancing, themed drinks, a jewelry giveaway from Devon's, and more surprises, April 24th. Doors open at 6, film at 7:30. It's a cruise down memory lane with the ultimate coming-of-age film, American Graffiti, at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
And Cool April Night
is back, April 20th through the 28th.
Over a week of classic fun.
So dust up your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th, and get your tickets now for the main event with over 2,000 classic cars on display Saturday, April 27th.
So get your car registered today.
Discount advance tickets are available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. Avoid the lines and buy yours now. Don't miss the 30th annual Cool April Nights, April 20th through April 28th.
Oh, baby, Cool April Nights is coming. For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com. Cool April Nights is sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Visit Reading, Marquis Shasta, Block Beverage, Napa Auto Parts, Action News, Reading McDonald's, and this radio station.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So we're going through every element of the Mueller report from every angle. And we're talking about the broad definition of obstruction implicit in the Mueller report itself. William Barr has one definition, fairly narrow. And then the Mueller report gives another definition, exceedingly broad. The Mueller report provides an obstruction of justice definition that encompasses pretty much everything. Now, that is a plausible read inside the statute. But as I say, the statutes are broadly drawn, too broadly drawn, particularly 1503, 18 U.S.C. 1503. I mentioned 1512 because that defines attempt earlier. This broadly defined version of obstruction, where the president could undertake an otherwise legal act so long as it is capable of producing an effect, even if it does not directly impede a proceeding, so long as the person acts with an intent to obtain improper advantage, allows the Mueller report to consider whether Trump tweeting about Michael Cohen being a rat or Paul Manafort being a solid citizen amounts to obstruction of justice. The report even says that, I mean directly. They say, quote, the president's public statements during the Manafort trial, including during jury deliberations, also had the potential to influence the jury. Well, that's an overbroad reading. To my mind, that is an extraordinarily broad reading of obstruction of justice, and it is non-prosecutable. No prosecutor would be able to get that through a court. The president still has First Amendment rights. To suggest that the president publicly criticizing Robert Mueller, which comes up a lot in the report, every time Trump tweeted about Mueller, it's basically named in the report, or publicly praising Paul Manafort, or ripping into Michael Cohen, to say that that amounts to criminal obstruction of justice, that does require an extraordinarily broad reading of obstruction of justice statutes. That's also true of the presidential pardon power and the presidential power to fire. So if the president just fired Mueller, would that be a criminal offense? Probably not. It's impeachable, certainly, but it's not criminal. We'll get to the impeachment stuff in just a second. Trump has constitutional powers. Simply applying an intent test to those powers turns prosecutors into all-powerful mind readers, which was not what the statutes were designed to do in the first place. A fifth point to be made about the Mueller report, and this one is very controversial. I know for folks on the right, many of whom want to believe that President Trump is as honest as the day is long. Honestly, I would find it difficult to believe that even President Trump would make that argument, but there are people who defend President Trump who suggest that this report really suggests his honesty. There is no way to read the second half of the Mueller report, Volume 2 of Kill Bill. There is no way to read it and not see that the president is fine with lying, and he is fine with urging others to lie, although there is no evidence that he urged other people to lie to investigators. And that is the nexus of obstruction of justice. Urging people to fib to the public, that's something that all presidents do. Now, this is the other point. Trump is not unique in this capacity. Barack Obama spent years maintaining he did not have the legal authority to actually do DACA, to just legalize the Dreamers. President Obama spent years assuring Americans that if they liked their plan and their doctor, they could keep their plan and their doctor. That was a blatant, overt lie. President Obama and his administration lied for years that the Iranian government was moderating and that he had not, in fact, cut a secret deal with the Iranians to send them pallets of cash. All of this stuff was blatant bullcrap. Okay, so all administrations lie, but to pretend that Trump is somehow more honest than other administrations, he's only more honest in the sense that he's pretty open about the fact he does this stuff. And President Trump is extraordinarily cynical about politics. He always has been. It's one of the charms of the man. It's why he used to say during the campaign, yeah, you know, when I was looking into politics, I used to bribe politicians. I mean, he basically said that straight out. Said, they can't pay me off. I know, because I used to pay them off. That was one of his talking points. So Trump doesn't hide the ball here, but still, you have to be kind of stunned by the level of the activity that he was attempting to push down on other members of his team. If the other members of his team had not stopped him, if they'd gone forward with this sort of activity, much, much better case for obstruction of justice. The fact that they did not go forward with it suggests that obstruction of justice is harder to prove. What are some of the activities that I'm talking about? Well, first of all, he acted embarrassingly, repeatedly, with regard to Russia during the 2016 campaign. Now, let me be clear. I'm not saying that President Trump is an embarrassment as president because of this. I'm not saying that President Trump is embarrassing because, a lot of his policy is good. Is his activity here immoral? Is his activity here embarrassing? Yes, and he knew it was immoral and embarrassing because then he tried to cover it up with more embarrassing and immoral but non-criminal behavior. This is true for all of his scandals. All of President Trump's scandals begin with President Trump doing something immoral and unethical and very bad and very embarrassing, and then him trying to cover that up with something immoral and bad and very embarrassing. With Stormy Daniels, he strips a porn star while his wife is pregnant, and then he lies about it to the public. He says, I don't even know who Stormy Daniels is. And then it comes out that he paid her. So he did two immoral things. He lied to her, and he paid her off to shut up. And then he lied about paying her off to shut her up. I mean, so, like, this is what Trump does. He lies. He does a bad thing, and then he lies about the bad thing, and then he lies about the lie, and then it turtles all the way down. Well, this is sort of the same thing. That doesn't mean that the lies are illegal. It does mean that as moral human beings, we should point out that the president seems to lie a lot, which is true. He acted embarrassingly a lot during the 2016 campaign. He lied about Trump Tower in Moscow to the American public for months. He was praising WikiLeaks. He was suggesting that WikiLeaks was not a Russian friend. He didn't know anything about WikiLeaks, all of that. And then he acted even more embarrassingly and immorally in order to avoid the consequences of his original activity. So, for example, he instructed his own son, Donald Trump Jr., to lie to the press in his statement about the Trump Tower meeting. And Donald Trump Jr. wrote a statement. Trump personally edited the statement and urged him to remove a line that made more clear what the meeting was about. And then, when his press team was queried about it, then President Trump ran away from it and said, I had nothing to do with it. And his press team went out there and repeated the lie. That's bad, right? Can we just say it's bad? Okay, it's not criminal, but just as moral humans, we should be able to say that things are bad. Right? He tried to push his White House counsel, Don McGahn, to lie to the press regarding his desire to fire James Comey and Robert Mueller. He tried, via Corey Lewandowski, to push Attorney General Sessions to talk about his innocence and constrict the scope of the Mueller investigation, right? He tried to have Corey Lewandowski send a letter from him to Sessions trying to dictate what Sessions said. He tried to pressure Sessions to unrecuse himself and publicly browbeat him to do so. A lot of this stuff was happening and we knew about it, right? He tried to get Don McGahn to fire Mueller based on nonsensical accusations of conflict of interest. All of this is immoral and bad and terrible behavior. And he encouraged Sarah Huckabee Sanders to lie about the firing of Comey. Flashback. Here's Sarah Huckabee Sanders talking about how the reason that Comey was fired is because he was unpopular inside the FBI. And then she admitted in the Mueller report to the Mueller team, she had no evidence of this.
I've heard from countless members of the FBI that are grateful and thankful for the president's decision. I've certainly heard from a large number of individuals, and that's just myself, and I don't even know that many people in the FBI.
You said now today, and I think you said again yesterday, that you personally have talked to countless FBI officials, employees, since this happened.
Correct.
I mean... Really? Like, are we talking...
Between, like, email, text messages, like, absolutely.
50?
Yes.
60? 70?
Look, we're not going to get into a numbers game. I have heard from a large number of individuals that work at the FBI that said that they're very happy with the president's decision.
Okay, according to the Mueller report, this was nonsense. She told the Mueller team that this was completely baseless, that it was not true. So she was asked about that today, and then she says, well, I'm sorry I wasn't a robot or something. Okay, come on, guys. Come on.
Why can't you acknowledge that what you said then was not true?
I said that the word I used countless, and I also said, if you look at what's in quotations from me, it's that, and it's that it was in the heat of the moment, meaning that it wasn't a scripted talking point. I'm sorry that I wasn't a robot like the Democrat Party.
Okay, so, again, this is not a good defense. President Trump was encouraging his people to lie for him, as I said before. Obama also encouraged his team to lie for him. I mean, this is something that happened. He asserted executive privilege to protect his own attorney general from a contempt charge from Congress. But we do have to note immorality when it occurs, or we are morally compromised. And this is true for everyone. You can still like his tax cuts. You can still like his foreign policy. You can still like his tweets. You can still like a lot of stuff about President Trump. This report does not reflect well on the president's character. End of story. Okay, now, a couple more points that I want to make about the Mueller report, and then we'll get to all the blowback on the Mueller report. But first, when it comes to improving the look and feel of your home without spending a fortune, a lot of us have ideas, but we don't know where to start. Thanks to SelectBlinds.com, upgrading your home is so easy, it's a no-brainer. Score amazing deals on blinds, shades, and shutters today from SelectBlinds.com. Select Blinds will make an instant impact on the way you look at your space. Swap out those tired old window coverings for high-quality, easy-to-install blinds. With products you've seen on all your favorite home improvement shows, SelectBlinds.com is the easy way to upgrade. SelectBlinds takes the guesswork out of ordering blinds online by offering high-quality blinds for an unbelievable price. After your new blinds are taken care of, get back to the important stuff, like relaxing in your new and improved space. Read more than 300,000 reviews from a million happy customers at SelectBlinds.com. It's easy to see why they've been featured on TLC, HGTV, and Netflix. Select Blinds really is the simple, smart way to get blinds. To get the best deals on blinds, shades, and shutters, shop right now at SelectBlinds.com. Mention our show at checkout using that drop-down menu. Select Blinds. Simple. Smart. Custom. SelectBlinds.com. Again, go check them out at SelectBlinds.com and mention our show at checkout using the drop-down menu. Alrighty, a few more points with regard to President Trump and the Mueller report. So, President Trump's team repeatedly stopped him from following through on his worst instincts. And this matters because the president expressing stupid thoughts and then people on his team just going, nah, that's not obstruction. Him saying, you know, it'd be awesome if you fired Mueller. And then Don McGahn going, you know what? Not doing that. And if you want to do that, you're going to have to fire me too. We're not doing the Saturday Night Massacre here. No. That was good. McGahn stopped Trump from firing both Sessions and Mueller. He refused to comply with Trump's order to lie about the Mueller incident in a statement to the public. Jeff Sessions refused to unrecuse himself and fire Mueller. Chris Christie, refused to facilitate bizarre phone calls with James Comey. When Chris Christie is saying, dude, you're going too far, you may be going too far. Rick Dearborn refused to threaten Jeff Sessions. Corey Lewandowski refused to directly carry a letter. When Corey Lewandowski is the angel on your shoulder, you're doing things wrong. James Comey didn't end his investigation of Mike Flynn, and Trump didn't pressure him to continue to do so. As the report notes, quote, the president's efforts to influence the investigation were mostly unsuccessful, but that is largely because the persons who surrounded the president declined to carry out orders or accede to his requests. So what that statement is basically saying there for Mueller is, you know, we wish we could charge him with obstruction, but he didn't actually obstruct. And one of the reasons he didn't obstruct is because his team prevented him from doing that, which, good for them. Also, Trump doesn't know what obstruction of justice is. Also, Trump doesn't understand how many things work inside the government, and so he says lots of stuff. There's an upside to that, which is that he violates long-held taboos that happen to be stupid. The downside of that is that he gets himself in trouble an awful lot by violating taboos that are there for a reason. Okay, point number 7 on the Mueller report. Trump probably was not trying to cover anything up. He was just correctly pissed off. Okay, this one is absolutely true. I've been saying this since the day he fired James Comey. Go back and listen to the podcast. I've been saying this for absolutely years at this point. This was William Barr's point. It is true. Trump's reaction, take for example, Trump's reaction to Mueller's appointment. Now, the media are taking this wildly out of context. According to the report, Trump apparently, quote, slumped in his chair and then shouted, oh my God, this is terrible. This is the end of my presidency. Trump then added, everyone tells me if you get one of these independent counsels, it ruins your presidency. It takes years and years, and I won't be able to do anything. This is the worst thing that ever happened to me. The worst. And I've been through 2 divorces, man. So, you know, that last line right there, that's the one that matters. So the press took that first line out of context, the one where it says that he is effed, this is the end of my presidency. They took that out of context to suggest that the president of the United States was saying he's guilty of something, and now Mueller's going to uncover the guilt, and now he is obstructing because Mueller is going to uncover the guilt. But that's not what he's saying at all. What Trump is saying, rightly, is that this entire investigation is stupid. There's no reason for the collusion investigation because there's nothing there. And now this is going to drag out. It's going to cost everybody millions of dollars. I'm going to lose staff because you have to pay your own lawyers. It's going to be the end of my presidency. That's what Trump was saying. That is not only not unreasonable, that is factually true. So when Trump said that, and then the media, doing what the media do, take that out of context to suggest that this was some sort of admission of guilt, it's an absurdity on its face. Again, no underlying collusion to cover up. This was Trump lashing out. End of story. His aides stopped him and Trump tweeting his rage at the universe. It's bad, but it is totally understandable rage combined with ignorance about the nature of the presidency and his job description. More on that in just a second. But first, would you pay your hard-earned money to join an organization that fought tooth and nail for government-run healthcare? An organization that stood against tax cuts for middle-class Americans and small business owners? No? Well, then why are you joining the AARP? Stand with nearly 2 million others by joining AMAC, the conservative alternative, instead. Wouldn't you rather belong to an organization like AMAC that fights for your values like protecting our borders, supporting small business, defending your individual freedoms? Becoming an AMAC member means standing up for our Constitution and for the innocents unborn. It means standing firm in the fight against socialism. What's more, AMAC offers an alternative to just about every benefit that AARP offers, minus the liberal agenda. Do me a favor. Do America a favor. Join right now at amac.us. That's amac.us. Tell your friends and family, too. The benefits are great. The cause is even greater. Help AMAC fight the good fight. Join today at amac.us. Taking down the AARP by joining AMAC, totally worthwhile cause. Go join AMAC right now, amac.us. amac.us. That's amac.us. Make sure that you get the benefits and that you're helping out conservatism. amac.us. Coming up, we're going to talk about what the Mueller report is actually attempting to do, because it's obviously not a criminal indictment and it's not an exoneration. So what is it? We'll talk about that in a second. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to WaveBestWater.com. That's WaveBestWater.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So we're talking about what the Mueller report is designed to do. What's it designed to accomplish? So the first half of the report, Mueller does his job. He checks into collusion, and then he says, not evidence sufficient to prosecute, effectively exoneration. Second half of the report is him naming incident after incident after incident in which Trump acted badly, but borderline non-criminally, meaning that President Trump told people to lie to the media. Bad, not criminal. President Trump told Katie McFarland he wanted her to write a memo. That was false. She refused. Borderline criminal, not actually criminal, because no corrupt intent and no actual work product. And this sort of thing runs through. I mean, this is the common thread that runs through here. So Mueller had basically four choices here. He had four choices after looking at all the material. Choice number one, recommend obstruction of justice charges against the president. Now, there are some burdens that prevent him from doing that. One, an obstruction of justice charge is very difficult to prove. Two, an obstruction of justice charge against the president of the United States exercising his lawful authority under the executive branch is very difficult to prove. And the president's own branch indicting him for obstruction of justice is questionable at best. It's a kind of weird legal theory. And Mueller even says that. He says, we could recommend that obstruction of justice charges be brought against him, but they may not be able to be brought until after he is no longer president. If he's in the White House, then that provides him with a certain level of immunity. So there are a bunch of problems with option number one, recommend obstruction of justice charges. Option number two, say, not evidence sufficient to prosecute. Now, this is the one that actually applies. Because there is not evidence sufficient to prosecute. I've talked to several prosecutors over the last 24 hours. I don't know a prosecutor who would have been able to successfully prosecute this case or even would have taken this case. There is just too much reasonable doubt. In fact, this is basically a 50-50 coin flip at best for the prosecution. I think it's more like a 20-80 coin flip for the prosecution. It's a weighted coin. Because the most plausible explanation for all of Trump's behavior is not corrupt intent. It's dude's pissed off and immature, and so he does pissed off immature things. And that's the best explanation. So that was option number two, and Mueller didn't take it. Which brings us to option number three. Him just saying, there's nothing here, acquittal, exonerated, be on your way. He wasn't going to say that, because Mueller uncovered all of this activity, and he didn't like the activity, and so he wasn't just going to say there's nothing here. So again, of the three options stated so far, number two was the best. The second option was the best. That option that stated that there was not sufficient evidence to prosecute. Because not sufficient evidence to prosecute is accurate. It doesn't mean there's no evidence. It doesn't mean that Trump did everything right. It just means you can't prosecute this because there's not enough evidence to win a conviction. That's the right answer. That is not what Mueller did. What Mueller did instead, as Andy McCarthy has pointed out at New York Post, instead what Mueller did is something different. Mueller said, you know what? Here's all the evidence. Go with God. Up to you, man. You do what you're going to do. That's not his job. His job is to recommend either a thumbs up or a thumbs down. That's it. That is his job. Which means that what Mueller is actually doing here, and pretty much everybody is onto the game, what Mueller and his team are doing here is they don't like Trump very much. They think that Trump is corrupt. They think that Trump is a liar. They think that Trump was, in fact, attempting to obstruct justice, but they don't have evidence sufficient to prosecute. So instead of just saying no evidence sufficient to prosecute, they say it's on you, which means here's the grounds for impeachment. If you wish to move forward with an impeachment, this is the way to do it. That's what Mueller is doing here. Andy McCarthy correctly writes, if Special Counsel Mueller believed there was an obstruction offense, he should have had the courage of his convictions and recommended charging the president. Since he wasn't convinced there was enough in 2016, famously went out there and laid forth all the grounds for Hillary Clinton's guilt and then said, not recommending prosecution. Then people went, wait, what the hell? And there were people who were fighting mad on the left at Comey, saying, why did you lay out all the grounds? If you're not recommending prosecution, just say no prosecution recommended. Why are you laying out all the reasons she's guilty? Mueller basically does the same thing here, except kind of in reverse. He says, here are all the reasons that Trump is guilty, and I'm not going to let him off the hook. Right? That is what Mueller is doing here. Why is that the job of the FBI? The job of the FBI is not to do this. But the problem is that because this investigation was run...
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Shasta High's award-winning music department celebrates its 50th musical with the full theatrical production of The Little Mermaid, presented like Reading has never seen. All shows are at the beautiful David Marr Theater in Reading, May 2nd through the 4th and 9th through the 11th, featuring beloved songs such as Part of Your World, Under the Sea, Kiss the Girl, and many more. This classic tale with its heartwarming characters is one of the most celebrated Broadway musicals ever. For ticketing information or to see what they have planned as they celebrate 50 years of musical excellence, visit ShastaHighChoir.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Jared Nadler has issued a subpoena for the full Mueller report,
saying that he can't accept any proposal that leaves most of Congress in the dark. Nadler rejected an offer by the Justice Department to allow selected members of congressional leadership to view a mostly unredacted copy. The subpoena gives the Justice Department until May 1st to produce a full copy of the report along with all underlying information. The move will likely trigger a long legal battle with the Justice Department.
That is Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Parents who starved 12 of their children and kept some shackled to beds in their California home have been sentenced to up to life in prison. The conditions inside David and Louise Turpin's home southeast of Los Angeles came to light after their 17-year-old daughter escaped and called 911 in January of 2018. The parents pleaded guilty to torture, cruelty, and false imprisonment. They were sentenced Friday and could get parole after 25 years. The Trump administration receives a mixed court ruling in the effort to lift an Obama coal moratorium.
The U.S. District Court ruling addresses the Trump decision to lift the Obama-imposed moratorium on federal land sales for coal mining. It says the Trump move failed to consider environmental effects, but the ruling stopped short of halting future sales. Judge Brian Morris in Montana has ordered federal attorneys to negotiate with states and environmental groups who had sued. More than 40% of U.S. coal is mined from federal lands, primarily in the West. President Trump had lifted the moratorium in his first months to revitalize the U.S. coal industry. George Bonzani reporting.
The National Weather Service reports downed trees and structure damage as severe storms roared through central and eastern North Carolina. A preliminary report said there was roof and structure damage. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
In South Africa, at least 13 people were killed when a wall at a Pentecostal church collapsed and Easter season service was underway.
Government officials in the coastal province of KwaZulu-Natal said that heavy rainfall in the area around Empangeni may be the reason why the part of the Pentecostal church came tumbling down. Local reports said that some people were sleeping when the brick walls fell.
That's BBC correspondent Milton Nkosi. Says political leaders in the region have sent their condolences affected by the tragedy. Lawyers for Tesla CEO Elon Musk and U.S. securities regulators are getting another week to negotiate a deal to keep Musk from being found in contempt of court. Both sides say that they talked for over an hour this week and are continuing to discuss an agreement. News and analysis at townhall.com. Honda is slowing production of Accord sedans as car buyers continue to favor SUVs and trucks.
The Japanese automaker says it'll temporarily idle a second shift production line in August at its Marysville, Ohio assembly plant. The shift is expected to resume production in several years. Honda says the line being shut down produces about 55,000 vehicles a year, most of which are Accords. A company spokeswoman says that there will be no layoffs, but that Honda will offer voluntary buyouts to some employees.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Honda says that the reduction also will affect production at its engine and transmission plants in Ohio. Sales of the Accord this year are up 4.6% through March, but fell nearly 10% last year. Trucks and SUVs have made up 70% of U.S. new vehicle sales this year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or luncheon or tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the Mueller report is out, and that means it's time for impeachment talk. Oh, yeah. The Democrats very excited about talking impeachment, except they really aren't. See, this is the weird thing. The leadership of the Democratic Party, they don't really want impeachment. Nancy Pelosi said just a few weeks back she doesn't really believe that impeachment should be on the table because that would require, of course, bipartisan support. And Republicans aren't going to support that because no crime has actually been proved here, which is true. No crime has been proved. No collusion and on obstruction. Mueller says, well, I can't make a call. And then Barr says, no crime. So that's the end of the story. Except that Mueller did, in fact, leave open the door to impeachment. He laid out basically a roadmap. He said, here are all the possible charges you could theoretically bring in an impeachment, but I am not going to bring them in a criminal case because they don't meet the criminal standard. Now, it is true. Impeachment is not a criminal standard. Impeachment is a political standard. So if you can get the political support to do something, then theoretically anything is impeachable. High crimes and misdemeanors is a very non-specific phrase. And so that means that virtually anything qualifies. It is worthy of note, however, that precedent for impeachment does not fit here with regard to President Trump's activity on obstruction of justice. So, number one, the obstruction of justice charges that have not been brought against President Trump were not brought for a reason. And that is, he did not have the requisite corrupt intent. This is what Attorney General William Barr pointed out yesterday and in his four-page memo from March 24th. There was no requisite intent. The corrupt intent would have to be Trump trying to stop the investigation. Well, if he wanted to stop or thwart the investigation, he would have ordered people to lie to the investigators, not to the press, not to the public, to the investigators. He did not do that. He would have ordered people to keep their mouth shut with regard to investigators. There is no evidence that he did that. He would have fired Robert Mueller. He didn't do that. He would have fired Jeff Sessions and then replaced him with somebody who fired Robert Mueller. Didn't do that. So all of these sort of allegations of obstruction rest on President Trump saying dumb stuff to people around him and then those people saying, nah, we probably shouldn't do that. That's pretty much it. When you boil it all down, now, is that immoral behavior? Yes. Is it bad behavior by a president of the United States? Yes, it most certainly is. But Democrats who are rushing to impeachment are really just looking to backfill a hole they dug themselves on collusion. They spent 2 full years claiming that the president was a Russian stooge. They spent 2 years pretending that the president of the United States was a Vladimir Putin front. It was a facade for the Kremlin. And then that all fell apart. The first half of the Russian report is nothing. The first half of the Trump-Russia collusion report is about the collusion, and there ain't nothing there. There's a bunch of sort of minor contacts. There's a bunch of stupid behavior. And then on obstruction, President Trump was just irritated that this activity was going on and on and on and on, and so he kept fulminating about the people involved. That's what the second half of the report is about. So Democrats are trying to misdirect from the fact that they've lied to the American people for 2 years. They've suggested for 2 years they have inside information that Trump would be proved to be a Kremlin asset, that the 2016 election was stolen outright with the help of Vladimir Putin, with evil coordination between President Trump and the dictator of Russia. And so now they're trying to suggest that, no, while you may think that the report is less damaging, the report is actually super damaging. Well, you may think that the report exonerates Trump on collusion and that the report does not provide enough evidence on obstruction of justice. We think that means impeachment. There's a poll out, a snap poll yesterday from CNN, found that 54% of Americans aren't even interested in further congressional investigations. So good luck on this for Democrats. But this is the narrative that they are pushing. The DNC head, Tom Perez, he says, yeah, absolutely there's obstruction. Sure there's obstruction, even though, again, Mueller did not recommend obstruction charges, which he could have, and Attorney General William Barr is not prosecuting. So here's Tom Perez making the case.
I understand the talking point, no collusion, no obstruction. This is what Robert Mueller said. So you're not hearing it from Tom Perez or anyone else. No spin. This is what they said. Mueller, if we had confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president clearly did not commit obstruction of justice, we would so state. Based on the facts and the applicable legal standards, however, we are unable to reach that judgment. So the notion that there's no obstruction is just hogwash.
Okay, so he's not wrong that, he's reading directly from the report. He's not wrong that there's no evidence that could theoretically consist of elements of obstruction. But Mueller also did not say you got to prosecute this thing. He didn't say, listen, we recommend that you prosecute, because he knew that that prosecution was not sustainable. Again, it was missing a couple of crucial ingredients. One, an underlying crime to obstruct. And two, actual evidence that the president of the United States, obstructed justice, told people to lie. So Richard Blumenthal, the rest of the Democrats are picking up on this, and they're saying, yeah, impeachment is definitely on the table now. Here's Senator Richard Blumenthal, who, by the way, is in the Senate minority, so impeachment is going nowhere, suggesting, yeah, impeachment should be on the table. Yeah, man, impeachment.
Mueller is trying to say to Congress, you should do your job, hold the president accountable, because I have given you a sweeping, systematic story of criminal wrongdoing, where I part ways with Mueller, perhaps, and I want to ask him about it when he comes before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Is the decision not to subpoena the president? I understand it may have taken additional time, but I think that those answers, the I don't recalls, go directly to criminal intent, which can be established only if there is a give and take of questioning.
Okay, so he is saying that Trump didn't actually testify in front of Mueller, and therefore impeachment should theoretically be on the table. Go for it, man. Enjoy. Jerry Nadler, who I recall was very much against the Clinton impeachment, now suggesting that President Trump should be impeached on grounds of obstruction of justice.
If you choose to go toward impeachment, how important would this report be? Do you think this provides a roadmap?
We will have to go follow the evidence where it leads. And I don't know exactly where it will lead. If I did know, I wouldn't need all this information. I think from the structure of the report, although I'm a little tentative because I've only skimmed it, we haven't had it very long, I think it was probably written with the intent of providing Congress a roadmap, as other reports have in the past. And but with a lot of the redactions and others, Attorney General Barr seems to be trying to frustrate that intent.
Okay, first of all, if that is the case, that this was supposed to be a roadmap to impeachment, that is not inside Robert Mueller's purview. That was not this investigation. This investigation was launched as a counterintelligence investigation. Then it became a criminal investigation about obstruction of justice and conspiracy. At no point is a branch of the executive tasked with creating a potential impeachment roadmap for Congress. It's Congress's job to come up with its own impeachment roadmap. This is why there's been a perverse destruction of the nature of what the FBI and the CIA stood for. So the FBI and the CIA they're not there to provide public information. They are there to prosecute crimes, ferret out criminals, and stop criminals. That is their job. Their job is not to provide publicly available information. If Congress wants to do that, that's why you have investigative subcommittees in every committee of Congress. This is why they have subpoena power in Congress. And if they can't get somebody in the executive to comply with the subpoena, they have a proper remedy, and that is impeachment. But the fact that the Mueller report is being seen as an impeachment roadmap is demonstrative of how the incentives have been completely skewed. And this is not unique to Mueller. Right? It's not just Mueller. This happened with Comey with regard to Hillary Clinton. He felt the necessity to publicly state all the facts in the Hillary Clinton investigation. Why did he feel the necessity to do all of that? He felt the necessity to do all of that because it was the only way the American public was going to get the information, and simply saying we declined to prosecute was going to lead to more speculation, presumably. But we have now seen two times over that the intelligence community, that the FBI, our law enforcement agencies, that those folks coming out and issuing broad public statements about the facts of a case does not actually tamp down speculation. It doesn't end the controversy. It tends to magnify the controversy. It's Congress's job to make the political case. It is not the job of Robert Mueller or James Comey to make the political case. But one of the problems is that our law enforcement agencies don't actually see the limitations on their own purview. So Andrew McCabe, the former acting head of the FBI, he says, yeah, impeachment is on the table. That's what this report was supposed to do.
I see this essentially as a roadmap for prosecutors after the president has left office, or for the Judiciary Committee while the president is still in office, to essentially pursue those charges in a trial after he's no longer president, or in impeachment proceedings while he's in Congress. I think otherwise you wouldn't go to the lengths that they go to in order to explain the president's state of mind. Is that how you read it?
It's absolutely how I read it. But what Director Mueller has done here is he's provided an avalanche of facts that clearly indicate obstructive activity on the part of the president. He calls it out plainly in 10 different sections in that volume 2 of the report.
Okay, and all of that is true. The question is, why is he doing that? What is his goal here? And if the goal is to provide a roadmap to impeachment, was that really Mueller's job here? And where do Democrats go with impeachment? We'll get to that in just one second. First, I know this is an awkward thing to talk about, but sex, particularly within marriage, is one of the crucial aspects of a healthy life. Like any other aspect of our health, sometimes things don't work the way they're supposed to. That's not something to be ashamed about, just like a headache isn't something to be ashamed about. That's where our friends at Roman come in. Studies show that 70% of dudes who experience erectile dysfunction don't get treated for it. Thankfully, Roman has created an easy way to get checked out by a doctor and get treated for ED online. Roman is a one-stop shop where you can chat with a licensed U.S. physician who can treat ED and, if safe and appropriate, ship medication directly to your door. With Roman, there are no waiting rooms, awkward face-to-face conversations, or uncomfortable trips to the pharmacy. You can handle everything discreetly online. All you have to do is visit GetRoman.com/Shapiro, complete an online visit, chat with a doctor. If the doctor decides it would be safe and appropriate, they will ship genuine medication directly to your door in discreet, unmarked packaging. Dudes, go online, get checked by the doctor. ED is a problem that guys don't tackle. With Roman, it's really simple, so go take care of it. For a free online visit, go to GetRoman.com/Shapiro. That's GetRoman.com/Shapiro for a free online visit. GetRoman.com/Shapiro. Go check them out right now and get the problem solved. No reason to live with the problem. You can get solved. Alrighty, so Democrats are talking impeachment. Would this be a smart strategy? I think not. I think the American people are bored and tired of this. I think they already have their perspectives on what President Trump is and what President Trump is not. And I think that the media have their game. The media's game is going to be ramming home the idea that President Trump is corrupt, that President Trump lies a lot. I don't think that's going to have a large-scale impact on the American public, particularly since this is all breaking in April of 2019, not April of 2020. I think a lot of this stuff is baked into the cake for President Trump. Now, that doesn't excuse President Trump's activity on a moral level, but on a political level, if Democrats really think they're going to win some sort of massive victory by pushing impeachment, I think they got a problem. I think the leaders of the Democratic Party know that. I think the base of the Democratic Party does not. I think in the next couple of weeks, what we will see is a hard push from the AOC wing in the House and the Bernie Sanders wing in the Senate to impeach President Trump. I think that will be a huge political mistake for them, but they almost have to do it. They have promised for 2 years that a deus ex machina was coming, that something was going to come save them from President Trump. It was going to be Robert Mueller. We were going to get votive candles. It was going to be James Comey. It was going to be somebody who was going to save us from the scourge of Trump. And I think that too many members of the Democratic base believe that for Democrats just to leave things as they are. Now, in a second, we're going to get to what the actual grounds for impeachment theoretically would be and how those stack up against, for example, Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton. But first, let's talk about those ugly window coverings in your house or apartment. When it comes to improving the look or feel of your home without spending a fortune, a lot of folks have ideas, but we don't know where to start. Thanks to SelectBlinds.com, upgrading your home is so easy, it's a no-brainer. Score amazing deals on blinds, shades, and shutters today from SelectBlinds.com. SelectBlinds will make an instant impact on the way you look at your space. Swap out those tired old window coverings for high-quality, easy-to-install blinds. With products you've seen on all your favorite home improvement shows, SelectBlinds.com is the easy way to upgrade. SelectBlinds takes the guesswork out of ordering blinds online by offering high-quality blinds for an incredible price. After your new blinds are taken care of, get back to the important stuff, like relaxing in that new and improved space. Read more than 300,000 reviews from a million happy customers at SelectBlinds.com. It's easy to see why they've been featured on TLC, HGTV, and Netflix. SelectBlinds really is the simple, smart way to get blinds. To get the best deals on blinds, shades, and shutters, shop right now at SelectBlinds.com. Mention our show at checkout using the drop-down menu. SelectBlinds. Simple, smart, custom. Check them out at SelectBlinds.com. That's SelectBlinds.com. Mention our show at checkout. All right, coming up, we'll talk about how this quasi-impeachment push would stack up next to Bill Clinton and next to Richard Nixon. Suffice it to say, not in the same ballpark. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to WaveBestWater.com. That's WaveBestWater.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Are your tax problems keeping you up at night? Hi, Tax Owl here from the Coast One Tax Group. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, take 10 minutes and call Coast One Tax Group. It could save you 93% or more. Coast One Tax Group helps people all across America save big amounts of money. David from California saved $48,000 on back taxes. James and Lisa from Dallas saved $102,000. Call Coast One Tax Group now at 888-337-6949. A 10-minute call could save 93% or more. So who are you going to call? Coast One Tax Group, that's who. See how much you can save. The consultation is always free. What are you who waiting for? Relieve your tax stress today. Call Coast One Tax Group at 888-337-6949. That's 888-337-6949.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So we're talking about how an impeachment would stack up against prior impeachments, because Democrats are already talking impeachment. Of course, so are members of the media. Well, let's look at Bill Clinton. So Bill Clinton was charged under 11 possible counts: perjury, obstruction of justice, official misconduct. He was acquitted on the obstruction of justice charge. He was condemned on the perjury charge, if I recall correctly. But here is what Clinton actually did. So when he perjured himself, he lied under oath. There is no evidence that Donald Trump lied under oath here. He lied about Monica Lewinsky and related matters, both during his deposition in the Paula Jones sexual harassment lawsuit and in his grand jury testimony. On obstruction of justice, in trying to cover up the relationship, he encouraged Lewinsky to lie about it. Apparently, he deployed one of his friends to go tell Monica Lewinsky that she should shut up or lie about the relationship outright. He helped her to get a job in return. He tried to influence the testimony of his secretary, Betty Curry, and he thwarted the subsequent grand jury investigations of his actions. So this is an article from 1999, Washington Post. They said that legal experts said that the strongest evidence and clearest arguments appear to lie in the allegations of perjury, particularly the charge that Clinton lied about the nature of his sexual encounters with Lewinsky. On obstruction and witness tampering, the report says that the evidence is circumstantial. There's no smoking gun of a Watergate-style conspiracy to thwart investigators. And they say that the weakest part of Starr's case, Kenneth Starr was the special investigator, was the attempt to transform some of the president's actions, particularly his court battles on executive privilege, into violations of his constitutional duties. The Starr report alleges that there was substantial and credible information that Clinton's lies about his relationship with Lewinsky were abundant and calculating. perjury is often a difficult crime to prove, but the fact is that there was pretty good grounds for Bill Clinton. And when it came to his actual impeachment in the House, he was impeached on the grounds of perjury. Article 1 charged that Clinton lied to a grand jury concerning the nature and details of his relationship with Monica Lewinsky, prior false statements he made in the Jones deposition, prior false statements he allowed his lawyers to make characterizing Lewinsky's affidavit and his attempts to tamper with witnesses. 28 Republicans voted against a second perjury charge, sending it to defeat. 81 Republicans voted against the abuse of power charge. So not all of these charges ended up being cleared against President Clinton. He was impeached on grounds of perjury. He was impeached on obstruction of justice, but not on abuse of power. On the obstruction of justice, his activity was much more clear-cut than anything that is being alleged about President Trump. And he encouraged openly Lewinsky to file a false affidavit. Okay, that is not anything that Trump encouraged anybody to do, to file an actual false affidavit or to give investigators false information. He encouraged Lewinsky to lie if and when she was called to testify. He tried to conceal gifts that he had given to Lewinsky that had been subpoenaed. He permitted his lawyer to make false statements characterizing Lewinsky's affidavit. Now, all of this stuff is stuff that Trump never did. And on Watergate, it's even more obvious that this is not like the activity that is being imputed to Trump. There was obstruction of justice in the Watergate case, and that obstruction of justice was really pretty clear. The obstruction of justice by Richard Nixon. A few days after the Watergate break-in, he arranged to provide hundreds of thousands of dollars in hush money to the burglars. Then, Nixon and his aides, this is according to History.com, hatched a plan to instruct the CIA to impede the FBI's investigation of the crime. Okay. 7 conspirators were indicted on charges relating to the Watergate affair, and at the urging of Nixon's aides, 5 pleaded guilty to avoid trial. 2 others were convicted in January of 1973. But there was deliberate obstruction of justice in the case of Richard Nixon, who resigned before he could be impeached. And you will recall that with regard to Richard Nixon, when Nixon refused to turn over tapes, Nixon ordered that the special prosecutor, Archibald Cox, be fired. Several Justice Department officials resigned in protest. This is called the Saturday Night Massacre. So he actually fired what would be the equivalent of Robert Mueller. Trump never did any of those things. So trying to compare Trump's activity to Clinton's activity or Nixon's activity is a real stretch. There's just not enough evidence against Trump for any of that stuff. That's why I say bad activity, impeachable on the level of Clinton or Nixon. No, I don't think so. Now, I do think that, again, it's a political calculation. It is not an actual criminal calculation. But if we're trying to stack up Trump's activity next to Clinton's activity, doesn't match. Trying to stack it up next to Nixon's activity, that doesn't match either. Now, that's not going to stop the media from suggesting that impeachment ought to be on the table. The same members of the media, by the way, who thought that it was just wrong for Bill Clinton to be impeached. Many of these folks were big defenders of Bill Clinton back in the day. For example, Chris Matthews. He comes out and says, no, it's time to impeach. Let's do this thing. I got the money. I'll rumple on in here. Yeah, I've been drinking all day, a little day drinking. Never hurt anybody. I got to come in here, read the Mueller report. You think I'm going to read that whole thing? Ah, I'm not going to read that 448-page monstrosity. Instead, I'm just going to say what I feel like. You know, comes from the heart. Comes from the gut. Comes from the anus sometimes. Yeah, you never know where it's coming from. Chris Matthews, go.
Nancy Pelosi has made a political judgment that without Republican support for an impeachment exercise, she shouldn't go along with it for political reasons. In other words, if you can't make the case in a bipartisan fashion, don't make it because it will only serve the purpose of hurting yourself. If you're going after the truth, go all the way with the truth. And the way to get to the truth is an impeachment exercise. That's how you get the truth. That's how you get the subpoena power that will be upheld. I think this Supreme Court will support the right of any Congress to advance the cause of an impeachment exercise.
Okay, subpoena power, by the way, is not really dependent on an impeachment exercise. You got subpoena power anyway, Chris Matthews. But who cares? You're saying stuff, rolling in here, looking all weird, rumpled. Yeah, impeach. Amazing how everyone has flipped since 1999. Pretty incredible. Trump's activity does not match Clinton's activity. Coming up, we'll be joined by David French of National Review. He'll stop by to give...
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460.
Simpson University is pleased to announce that its annual golf tournament is on April 26th at Goat Hills Golf Club. Join the rise at Simpson University, known as Simpson Rising, by joining or sponsoring this wonderful event. You can register or sponsor online at connect.simpsonu.edu/springgolf or call 530-226-4750. You can enter for a chance to win an Apple Watch, television, barbecue, and much, much more. So join us on April 26th at Gold Hills Golf Club for the Simpson Rising Pepsi Invitational.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bassiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bassiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bassiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bassiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bassiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a foreign language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Joining us on the line right now is David French. He's an American attorney, senior fellow at the National Review Institute. Legal expert. He's obviously been following the Mueller report and investigation incredibly closely. David, welcome to the Ben Shapiro Show.
Thanks for having me, Ben. Appreciate it.
So let's start at the very beginning. What were your big takeaways from the Mueller report, good or bad for President Trump?
Well, you know, there's the obvious good, and it's the obvious good that we've known for a couple of weeks now, that, you know, really only but sort of the most fever swamp dead-enders disbelieved, and that was that Mueller concluded that Trump didn't actually collude or conspire with the Russians, which is very good news. I mean, who wants the president of the United States to be in cooperation with our chief geopolitical foe? And then that, you know, Barr had concluded that Mueller had not reached a definitive recommendation on obstruction of justice, and that Barr and Rosenstein had together concluded that he hadn't obstructed, which I did not expect to be. I did not expect to read the report and believe that Barr and Rosenstein were wrong about that, because I had read Barr's thoughts about obstruction in before his confirmation and agreed with his general premises. So I expected to generally agree with them. And the bad is obvious of it. I mean, my goodness, the picture painted of that Trump administration and that Trump campaign is really, really ugly.
But with all of that said, you know, the Democrats have been jumping on the idea that Mueller wanted to prosecute obstruction of justice and somehow was stymied here by somebody, and that William Barr made the wrong call in failing to pursue obstruction of justice charges against the president. You know, you and I have discussed offline the general standard for obstruction of justice. Why doesn't the activity that is laid out by Mueller meet that standard, in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple of things, and we're getting some. I think some people are confusing the idea that something can be really, really bad without being illegal. And the obstruction statute, as it's written, is kind of a vague statute, but it has a really critical element to it, and it requires criminal intent. So, in other words, what you have to do is you have to do not only do something that's wrong, that's an obstructive act, but you have to know it's illegal. And that's a narrowly construed provision when you're talking about a relatively vague statute. And so time and time again, what we have are actions that I don't think that anyone should condone, that I don't think anyone should approve of. But the idea that Trump did them with the knowledge that what he was doing was corrupt and illegal, I think is much more difficult to prove. I find it difficult to imagine that a jury would reach the conclusion that he was guilty. And those events, those things where he may have crossed a line, where he may have actually sort of crossed those bright lines, he was actually blocked from doing so by his own people, including, you know, somebody as kind of lowly as former campaign manager Corey Lewandowski felt like he could stand up to the president. And so you have this situation where there's a lot of bad acts, but as far as corrupt obstruction of justice, it just, you know, look, people of goodwill have looked at the same stuff and disagreed. It just didn't rise to that level for me. And especially when you look at previous impeachments. So you have the Bill Clinton impeachment, which had an obstruction count, the Nixon almost impeachment, he resigned before he could be impeached, that had an obstruction count. And in those circumstances, what you saw were things like subornation of perjury, where it was very clear that there were directions to lie or inducements to lie, or in Clinton's case, actual perjury. And you didn't see that here from the president. And then the absence of that bright line, like you saw in the Nixon and Clinton impeachments, I think it was prudent for Mueller not to definitively say he was recommending what I guess would be a post-presidency prosecution for obstruction.
Now, with that said, there are a lot of folks who read this document, and what they see is the Mueller team looking to set out a roadmap for impeachment, because he had, as I've articulated on the show a couple of times, basically four options. Option number one was recommend prosecution. He wasn't going to do that. He didn't have the evidence for it. Option number two was say, we don't have enough evidence for a prosecution, which is not really an exoneration, but I think an accurate statement of the facts. He chose not to do that. Option number three was say, Well, I guess he's exonerated. No evidence. He wasn't going to do that because he felt there was some evidence, but not conclusive evidence. And then option number four was the one that really, I think, is the worst option, and it's the one he took, which is, I'm just going to spill my guts out here in the public. And then you get to make up your own mind, all you humans, about what you should do, about what you think about the president's conduct here. A lot of people reading that as an invitation to an impeachment inquiry by the Democratic House. How did you read it?
I kind of read it as option four, but I think I'm a little more sympathetic to option four than you might be. You know, I feel similarly to this as I did about the Comey response to the Clinton email scandal. And that is the normal rules where you sort of say, for example, a law enforcement officer would just sort of say, we're not going to recommend prosecution. And that's it. That's the end of the matter. That's all you're going to learn. I don't think were as a practical matter applicable either with Hillary or with Trump. There was too much public interest in knowing what actually occurred with these incredibly important public figures. And so I think it was incumbent on Mueller to outline what actually occurred. And at the same time, he's kind of in a box because he's a member of the executive branch. He can, as a prosecutor, he can say, I would recommend prosecution, but in a way that's a sort of a dead letter because he can't prosecute a sitting president by DOJ policy. But if he says, but at the same time, he can't also say, I recommend impeachment because that's not his role. That's what Congress does. So what can he do? He can lay out all of the facts, dump it into Congress's lap, and then Congress can make a decision because impeachment isn't a criminal prosecution. Congress can decide that a president has abused his power even without proof beyond a reasonable doubt of a criminal offense. And so I feel like door number four was the choice he took, and I understand it. My main problem is with our system that's boxed in these actors in this way, not so much with the way Mueller responded to
it. Yeah, let's talk about that system for a second, because I have the same sort of critique that you do. We actually talked about this a little bit earlier offline, as I say. When you look at the system of law, where a part of the executive branch is now supposed to be doing the dirty work on behalf of the legislative branch, you end up with this bizarre situation where the FBI now has to put its own credibility on the line in order to help out the legislature at the behest of either at the behest of the president or in contravention of the president for whom all these people work. And so you end up with this bizarre situation where James Comey is coming out and spilling his guts about Hillary Clinton before saying, oh, yeah, and we're declining to prosecute and rewriting the law to do so. And then you have Mueller doing sort of the same thing here. Here's all the facts. I'm just going to throw those out there for public disclosure. Well, ideally, shouldn't this work such that the House and Senate, they have their own investigative committees, they have subpoena power. If people don't abide by the subpoena power, they just impeach those people. Do we have just a failure of the system here, the failure of the legislature to defend its own prerogative and its willingness to kick all power over to the executive and then whine about it?
Yeah, I think your last statement is really pretty darn accurate, that there is been a mass abdication of power to the executive branch, and Congress has done it. I mean, look, Congress has created the special counsel regime. Congress has created the vast investigative powers of the FBI, and Congress has not created for itself its own investigative branch with similar kinds of powers. So if you want to investigate the executive branch of the United States government, the only entity that has the full range of investigative powers available to it right now is the executive branch. Congress, although it has a subpoena power, and I'm sure some listeners could correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not so sure that Congress has the ability to do the kinds of surveillance that the FBI has the power to do that's so important in things like a counterespionage investigation. And so in this circumstance, you know, Congress has created an animal. It has created the FBI and imbued it with certain kinds of powers that create inherent tensions when the target of an FBI investigation is its own boss. And a target of a special counsel investigation is the special counsel's ultimate boss. And that creates a difficult tensions that I think spilled out into the open for everyone to see. And we have to have a better system where Congress is fully empowered to investigate the executive branch.
So in a second, David, I want to ask you about how this impacts 2020 moving forward. But first, when President Trump says that America will never be a socialist country, we certainly all hope that he's right. That's why it's troubling that a proposal from the Department of Health and Human Services would move us in that direction. The International Drug Pricing Index would adopt socialist price controls set by foreign countries. Today, Americans do get access to cutting-edge therapies for diseases like cancer nearly 2 years before other countries. The future holds incredible promise for fighting diseases like Alzheimer's and MS. The HHS proposal would cripple America's world-leading medical innovation. There's a reason that more than half of all medical patents on planet Earth happen in the United States. We'd have fewer new cures. They'd be harder to obtain. We should control costs with market-based reforms, fostering competition, making other countries pay their fair share, not with top-down socialist price controls. Keep America great by keeping American medical innovation great. Visit protectmypartb.org. That's protectmypartb.org, paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Everybody underestimates the innovative power of the American medical system. They say it costs a lot. Right, because all the innovation is happening right here in the United States. We need to get those costs down, but top-down control is not the way to do it. Check out protectmypartb.org. That's protectmypartb.org. So we're speaking with David French over at National Review about the fallout from the Mueller report. So, David, looking forward to 2020, do you think there's any serious impact on President Trump for 2020, or was all of this already sort of baked into the cake?
I think most of it was baked into the cake. I think his base had already determined that he was not guilty of collusion. The fact that he is not guilty of collusion is not going to make a significant number of voters moved into his camp. What I do think is there, you know, for some amount of swing voters, there is such a thing as sort of a cumulative number of scandals that people eventually get tired of. But at the same time, look, the Democrats have to stand up and beat him. For, you know, since June of 2015, when he came down the escalator, for almost 4 years now, his political opponents have been believing that Trump is going to beat himself in some way. Either a scandal is going to, take him down, or his gaffes or his instability or erratic behavior. Something is going to beat him rather than another politician rising up and beating him. That was the primary. I mean, think about how many Republicans wouldn't really take him on because they were expecting him to implode. And he never imploded. And in the 2016 election, Hillary's agenda was basically, I'm not Donald Trump. And going forward, you know, the Democrats are going to have to beat him. And that means taking him seriously as a political opponent. And I think a lot of Democrats still view him as more of an opportunity than a threat. In other words, they look at his approval rating and they say, oh, well, this is our opportunity to sort of jam through our wish list progressive agenda by running someone far to the left. And, you know, they could be in for another rude awakening like Democrats were in that dawned on Democrats at about, say, 10:30 p.m. on election night 2016.
So one final question for you here, David, and then we'll let you run because I know you have a busy day. Yeah, you know, the other factor that could come into play in 2020 is, of course, the media, which their credibility has been on the wane since at least 2016. Obviously, the Russian collusion section of the Mueller report reflects pretty badly on the media. There were a bunch of supposed bombshells dropped, everything from Michael Cohen in Prague to Donald Trump Jr. and Trump Tower and there were a bunch of different stories here there were some that were right and there were some that were wrong. But the media continued to promote the idea that they were completely right about Russian collusion, even after the evidence shows that they were not. How do you think all of this factors into the perception of the public about the media going forward?
Well, you know, I think we're at a point where public trust in institutions is already low. Public trust in the media is already low. And this just flat out doesn't help. And then there are some media outlets that were far more responsible than others. But when it looks to, you know, when you're looking at some of the cable news commentators, for example, or, you know, what was particularly pernicious to me was you had some of these former Obama intelligence officials who were saying very definitive things about Trump's Trump's culpability in all of this. And the implication was because of their previous stature as people with access to the highest levels of American class, you know, of classified information, that they knew something we didn't know. And it turns out that they didn't, and they were misleading people the entire time. So I would like to see some of these people who are actively misleading, actively conspiratorial, face some consequences for that. But I just don't think we will. And it's that total lack of consequence that I think really undermines confidence. And that's something that if we even saw some people face some consequence for misleading us or engaging in wild and grotesque speculation, I think there'd be grounds for more confidence in the media.
Yeah, totally agree. Well, coming up, we are going to be talking more about the media. First, David, thanks so much for joining the show. Really appreciate it. First, let's talk about your sleep quality. There's nobody on the planet like you, so why would you buy a generic mattress built for everyone else? Helix Sleep built a sleep quiz. It takes 2 minutes to complete. They use the answers to match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress. Whether you're a side sleeper or a hot sleeper, whether you like a plush or a firm bed, with Helix, there's no more guessing and no more confusion. Just go to helixsleep.com/Shapiro, take their 2-minute sleep quiz. They will match you to a mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. For couples, Helix can even split that mattress down the middle, providing individual support needs and feel preferences for each side. They've got a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Right now, Helix is offering up to $125 off all mattress orders. Get up to $125 off at helixsleep.com/Shapiro. That's helixsleep.com/Shapiro for $125 off your mattress order. There's a reason that my wife and I have a Helix Sleep mattress. We took that 2-minute sleep quiz. We got the most comfortable mattress we've ever slept on. It's really so good. We got one for my sister for her wedding as well. You can check them out right now at helixsleep.com/Shapiro and get up to $125 off all your mattress orders when you do. helixsleep.com/Shapiro. Go check them out right now. Coming up, you know what? We'll stop by the mailbag since it is a Friday. I know a lot of folks have questions. We have all the answers for you coming right up. And then next hour, we're going to be joined by a bunch of other legal experts. We'll talk more Mueller report. We'll talk the media reaction to all of it. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-973-WAVE or go to wavecleanwater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances. Without using salt, well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-973-WAVE. 1-888-973-WAVE. Or go to wavecleanwater.com. That's wavecleanwater.com.
Wave Home Solutions.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
This is Michael Savage of the Savage Nation podcast. There's nothing like it in the podcast universe. How could they put Michael Savage in the same league with mass murderers when I have never avowed violence? Had I avowed violence, I wouldn't be on the radio. I wouldn't have lasted 15 minutes, let alone 15 years. The Savage Nation podcast. Listen and download for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your audio. From the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Well, Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. It's a Friday, and that means I would be remiss if I did not take a couple of questions in the mailbag. So let's jump right in. Joe says, hey, Ben, with today being the anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing, I was thinking to myself, what would happen if something close to this magnitude happened today, or even worse, something along the lines of 9/11? In other words, do you think we would be able to unite as a country like we did decades ago, or are those days gone? Thanks and love the show. I think it really depends on the direction from which the damage was done, meaning that I do not trust the left to react properly to a massive terror attack, because we have had a bunch of terror attacks on American soil, and the American left's reaction has basically been to shy away from the cause of the terror attack if it happens to be radically Islamic in nature. So, for example, after Pulse, there's a lot of talk about gun control and anti-gay sentiment. There was very little talk about radical Islam. Same thing after San Bernardino. Whereas after the white supremacist shooting of the at the Tree of Life, or the white supremacist shooting at the historically black church in South Carolina, then I think there was a bipartisan agreement that we had to have a conversation about the evil of white supremacy and how that could be fought. So I think it depends on the direction from which it comes. I trust the right, at least I hope, to be more intellectually honest that all threats ought to be confronted. I do not trust the left to do that. I think political correctness has become the syphilis of political minds and is destroying those minds from within. Chelsea says, hi, Ben. When discussing abortion with people, they often take the easy, morally incoherent stance of being morally opposed to it, but they don't feel like they should impose their view on others. Or my favorite, reply back with, who am I to judge? They will also add that we shouldn't legislate morality. I know my usual replies, but I'm curious as to how you respond to their Justice Tawney stance on abortion. Thanks. Well, the Justice Tawney reference there is obviously the correct one. Justice Tawney believed that slavery was enshrined in the Constitution, and therefore slaves could not be deprived of their right to hold slaves. States could not be deprived of their right to hold slaves, meaning that if a slave escaped from the South to the North, that that person was still considered a slave under American national law and had to be deported back South even after claiming citizenship in the North. That was Justice Tawney's finding in Dred Scott, one of the most evil cases in American history. And the reality is, of course, that when you're discussing the imposition of morality, morality is imposed by the government whenever there's an externality. I can swing my fist around until I hit you in the face, is the John Stuart Mill sort of way of articulating this standard. Well, somebody is getting hit in the face, somebody's getting hit in the brain, somebody's being carved apart in the womb, if you're talking about an abortion. So just like there are murder laws on the books, there should be murder laws on the books with regard to the unborn. This is not about you imposing your view of morality. This is about a basic truth. Either that is a child or that is not. Either that is a human life or that is not. If it is not a human life, then it is not worthy of protection. If it is a human life, then it is worthy of protection. Now, there's a debate to be had, I suppose, over where life begins. I think the debate is pretty obvious from science. I think there are a lot of people who are morally inconsistent on this issue for emotional reasons. But with that said, to suggest, for example, that there should not be laws on the books, particularly with late-term abortion, most people will acknowledge that late-term abortion is indeed something the government should prevent because that is the killing of a child. People are just unwilling to extend that all the way back to conception because people tend to, frankly, resonate to images of things that look like them. And so a zygote does not look like an embryo very early on, does not necessarily look like them. But by the time you're hitting 13, 14 weeks, then the baby really looks like a baby. 10 weeks, the baby looks like a baby. So at that point, people start saying, oh, well, you know, I want to protect that. That's an emotional argument, not a logical one. But the idea that we shouldn't impose morality to protect other human life is asinine. Obviously, with regard to slavery, if your neighbor was holding a slave, you would call the cops and you would hope that that person would be prosecuted. Slavery is not okay just because someone else has a different definition of what constitutes a human being versus property. Tony says, hey, Ben, the Mueller report proved that Trump had no idea what he was doing politically during his first 8 months of his first political office ever held. Will Congress impeach him on those grounds? Is political hackery akin to obstruction? No, it's not. I mean, this is
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Correspondent Tim McGuire reports a California couple hears from some of their children before they are sentenced in Riverside County for abusing them for years.
David and Louise Turpin pleaded guilty in February to neglect and abuse after years of denying 12 of their 13 children food, beating them, shackling some to their beds in their suburban Los Angeles home. This daughter tells the court,
"My parents took my whole life from me. But now I'm taking my life back."
Another spoke of his continued nightmares, their mother sobbing as she tells the judge,
"I'm sorry for everything I've done to hurt my children. I love my children so much."
The judge sentencing both parents to life in prison with the chance for parole in 25 years. I'm Tim McGuire.
Bills to honor minority soldiers who may have been overlooked for honors in World War I. Here is correspondent Bob Agnew with the report.
In the Senate, such a bill is sponsored by both Democrat Chris Van Hollen of Maryland and Republican Roy Blunt of Missouri. Blunt tweeting that, quote, "We cannot erase the discrimination minority service members faced in World War I, but we can make sure their deeds are honored." The bill would authorize a detailed review of the battlefield valor of African-American troops in the Great War, saying that many were denied the Medal of Honor because of their race. Bob Agnew reporting.
The National Weather Service reports downed trees and structure damage as severe storms roared through central and eastern North Carolina. A preliminary report says that there was roof and structure damage in one neighborhood in Chatham County, just outside of Siler City, on Friday afternoon. News outlets reported at least one house near Interstate 85 outside of Hillsborough in Orange County was severely damaged. This flu season was shaping up to be one of the shortest and mildest in recent U.S. history, but a surprising second viral wave has just made it the longest. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Dozens of protesters gathered in Bangladesh's capital to demand justice for an 18-year-old woman who died after being set on fire for refusing to drop sexual harassment charges against her Islamic school's principal. Nisrat Jahan Rafi told her family she was lured to the roof of her rural school in the town of Finney on April 6 and asked to withdraw the charges by five people clad in burqas. When she refused, she said that her hands were tied and she was doused in kerosene and set alight. University professor Mesbah Kamal says politicians are failing to ensure safety of women.
This has to be, you know, stopped. You know, women's safety must be ensured, and anybody supporting any kind of atrocity against women at any stage should be dealt with, should be taken care of, and should be punished immediately.
News and analysis at townhall.com. It may be after the fact, but last fall's Hurricane Michael has officially been upgraded to a Category 5 storm.
The announcement won't surprise Michael's survivors, nor likely provide additional funding relief. But for weather history, meteorologists have updated Michael's numbers from last October 10th. Michael made landfall with the third lowest barometric pressure on record, trailing only the Labor Day hurricane of 1935 and Camille of 1969. Like Camille, Michael was a Gulf hurricane, which intensified within 36 hours from Category 1 to 5, leaving little time for advance warning. The storm blasted Tyndall Air Force Base and leveled the town of Mexico Beach, bringing catastrophic damage to the area known as Florida's Big Bend. George Bonzani reporting.
The family of a 5-year-old boy thrown off of a third-floor balcony at the Mall of America last week says he's showing real signs of recovery. More on these stories at townhall.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. I've got a lot to get to this hour. A little bit later on, we'll be having on Hans von Spakovsky. He's the senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He'll stop by to talk about the Mueller report and all the fallout. Also, it's a Friday, so that means the end of the hour, we have to do Uncle Ben's SJW story time. It is a legally mandated requirement in the Constitution, actually. It's Article 32 of the Constitution, so we have to go do that later in the hour. But we begin this hour with a note. The media are phenomenal at their jobs. By phenomenal, I mean they're terrible at their jobs. The reason I say this, not all of them. There's some members who are fine, who I think try to do a good job. And then there are people who try to make a big deal out of the fact that the White House played the song Edelweiss, the Marine Corps band played Edelweiss yesterday before Attorney General William Barr's big announcement. And the suggestion was that it was a Nazi song. It's a song written by 2 Jews for a musical in which the character who sings Edelweiss is an anti-Nazi resistance figure. And this was supposed to be evidence that Trump is evil or something. Well done, media. This is my favorite media botchery of the day. This one comes courtesy of the Associated Press. Ready for this headline? Tourist Mecca, Notre Dame, also revered as place of worship. Oh, you don't say. Because I just thought it was like Disneyland, but like with a crown of thorns and everything. And now you tell me people go there to pray? To the Notre Dame Cathedral? No. No! See, while the imposing Gothic Cathedral has become a tourist mecca, Notre Dame remains at its heart a place of worship. Oh, wow. You know, things you don't know. Well, this sort of amazing media coverage has been consistent throughout the Mueller investigation, throughout all of the Russian collusion talk. So here are some of the headlines today. In the aftermath of a report that shows no collusion and that shows that President Trump acted badly but non-criminally when it came to, quote-unquote, obstruction of justice, here were the headlines at the Washington Post and the New York Times. Washington Post. Mueller details Russian interference, Trump's attempts to disrupt probe. Okay, so what does that make it sound like? What does that headline make it sound like? I'll read it again. Mueller details Russian interference, Trump's attempts to disrupt probe. That makes it sound like the Russians were attempting to interfere and Trump knew about it in the election cycle. And then Trump, in an attempt to cover up that interference, disrupted the probe. Right? They're connecting the 2 clauses. The 2 clauses are in the same headline. So what's the deal, Washington Post? Because what it actually found is that Russian interference had nothing to do with the Trump campaign and that Trump's, quote unquote, attempts to disrupt probe were not obstruction of justice because that was not recommended. So that was the Washington Post doing excellent journalistic work. Then there was the New York Times. The New York Times says, Mueller report lays out Russian contact and Trump's frantic efforts to foil inquiry. Again, same exact garbage. Mueller's report lays out Russian contact and Trump's frantic efforts to foil inquiry. So What Trump was trying to do was stop the inquiry into his Russian contacts when there's no underlying crime. There's no underlying crime. There was no Russian collusion. That was a lie and a hoax. It was not true. And now, both the Washington Post and the New York Times, two of the highest circulation papers and most well-respected papers in America, they're both making the same claim, that the Russian contacts were thoroughgoing and helped effectuate evil Russian manipulation, and that Trump was attempting to derail or disrupt the probe, to foil the inquiry, because he was trying to prevent that knowledge. That's the only implication that you can draw from those headlines. And the headlines are deliberately written that way. The proper headline would be something like, no collusion, Trump attempted to foil probe. If you want to do that, I mean, even that's probably a little too harsh on Trump, but that's at least justifiable. No collusion, Trump attempted to foil probe. Okay, fair. You know, I think a little bit anti-Trump, but that's at least fair. But to suggest that there were massive Russian contacts and then Trump tried to foil the inquiry obviously makes a connection that Mueller himself explicitly denies, that there were, that the obstruction of justice stuff was related to the Russian collusion stuff, because it wasn't. President Trump has greeted the Mueller report by saying no collusion, no obstruction. The Post was framing Trump as it does every day. It's pretty amazing. They then continued by saying this. The front page headline under the top photo said, quote, frame it however you like, but it's a damning portrait of Trump's presidency. Frame it however you like? That's them saying, well, yeah, I mean, we don't have all the evidence of, like, obstruction or anything, but, I mean, he still looks bad. Okay, I agree. That also wasn't the question at issue. Okay, other Post headlines on page one. Again and again, President's aides refused to carry out his orders. And also, question of obstruction seemingly tossed to Congress. Seemingly? I mean, they just said that they weren't going to prosecute. So, okay. That's not news. That's analysis, by the way. Trump's efforts to obstruct were clear, Democrats say, but impeachment isn't. And also, offers from Russia were not reported or forcefully rejected by campaign. So, I love that last one. They were not reported or forcefully rejected by the campaign. They didn't take any of the offers. How about Trump campaign took no offers from Russians? Wouldn't that be a little bit more telling? On Twitter, CNN's Brian Stelter pointed out, this according to newsbusters.org, Media Research Center, that the Post had that headline when William Barr's four-page letter came out, Mueller finds no conspiracy. So then why does this report take up the entire front page? The New York Times dedicated some 16 pages to the Mueller report. Their other Trump headlines were culture of chaos rooted in the Oval Office, no charges of criminal conspiracy, and no quote-unquote judgment on obstruction. Findings detail Trump's efforts to raise shield and defended by Barr, president gets attorney general he sought. I love that last headline. He gets the attorney general that, because other attorney generals would have prosecuted him. Name one. Name a attorney general who would have prosecuted this case. The answer is none. USA Today says Trump tiptoed on the edge of obstruction. The Wall Street Journal was at probably the most down the middle. They said Mueller report explained findings on obstruction conspiracy. That's fair. And then if you really want the contrast, then you have to go to the New York Post, which says Trump clean, and the Daily News, low bar with two R's. Now, the media have also decided to hone in on William Barr and suggest that the attorney general somehow blew it here, that he twisted his original four-page report. There's an article in the New York Times by Charlie Savage suggesting exactly this, saying how Barr's excerpts compared to the Mueller report's findings. So they're trying to suggest that Barr basically fibbed about the findings of the Mueller report, which would make no sense considering that we're all going to see the Mueller report within weeks anyway. So they say this, Mr. Barr took Mueller's words out of context to suggest the president had no motive to obstruct justice. Because Barr wrote in his March 24th letter, quote, in making this determination, we noted that the special counsel recognized that the evidence does not establish that the president was involved in an underlying crime related to Russian election interference, and that while not determinative, the absence of such evidence bears upon the president's intent with respect to obstruction. Okay, well, that is true. And then Mueller talks about the evidence does not establish that the president was involved in an underlying crime related to Russian election interference. Okay, so that is not Barr misquoting anything. That is Barr saying that in his view, because it's his job to explain why he is not charging obstruction, in his view, The fact that there was no collusion means there is no underlying crime, which goes to the question of intent. So Barr didn't do anything wrong there. What else did he supposedly do wrong? According to the New York Times, Mr. Barr omitted words suggesting there was complicit conduct that fell short of coordination. Barr wrote, the special counsel's investigation did not find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the U.S. presidential election. As the report states, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. Okay, that is true, and nothing there is false. So basically, the New York Times is just pissed off that Barr quoted Mueller? I mean, that's pretty amazing. They say Mr. Barr omitted the reason that Mueller trumpeted the thoroughness of his factual investigation. Barr said, after making a thorough factual investigation into these matters, the special counsel considered whether to evaluate the conduct under department standards governing prosecution and declination decisions, but ultimately determined not to make a traditional prosecutorial judgment. In his letter to Congress, says the New York Times, Barr did not explain that Mueller was trying to leave open the possibility that prosecutors in the future, after Trump leaves office, could look at the evidence he gathered and decide then whether to indict Mr. Trump. That doesn't go to what Barr is saying. Barr is just saying that there was a thorough factual investigation, and then the special counsel declined to make a decision. That is factually true. So the New York Times is now trying to craft a scandal where none exists at all, which is pretty amazing. This sort of media malfeasance, nothing rare, obviously. We've been watching it play out in real time. We'll get to more of it in just a second. First, let's talk about that small business that you run. Running a small business is a lot of work. It takes time and money. You want all the time and money you have to go toward growing your business. But what happens when legal hurdles pop up along the way? Well, LegalZoom is there to help. Nearly 2 million Americans have used LegalZoom to start their businesses with LLCs, incorporation, and more. But even after your business is set up, LegalZoom can still help you out. Things like lease agreements, changing tax laws, contract reviews, all are part of running your own business. These are precisely the kinds of costly hurdles that can take time away from growing your business. That's why LegalZoom created their business legal plan. Get advice for running your business from vetted independent attorneys and tax professionals available in all 50 states. The best part is you won't get charged by the hour because LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Make your time and money work for you. Check out LegalZoom's business legal plan at LegalZoom.com right now. Get special savings when you enter Ben at checkout. LegalZoom is where life meets legal. LegalZoom.com. Check them out right now. LegalZoom's business legal plan at LegalZoom.com. Check them out now. Get special savings when you enter promo code Ben at checkout. That is LegalZoom.com. Okay, so as I say, the media are definitely trying to spin this as hard as they possibly can. MSNBC's Brian Williams, a person who remains with a job despite falsifying details of several of his stories and heightening his own involvement in them, he says that Bill Barr, the attorney general, is Baghdad Bill Barr, comparing him to Baghdad Bob, who was the spokesperson for Saddam Hussein. Yes, that makes perfect sense. Brian Williams should know. He fought in Iraq, obviously. So Brian Williams says that Bill Barr is just, he's whistling past the graveyard here.
It's already been mentioned around here, though it would harken back to a conflict decades ago. We would not be surprised if some headline writer somewhere came up with Baghdad Bill Barr for what we saw today.
Okay, this is really pretty astonishing. Really pretty astonishing. Some headlines, I won't say it, but some headline writer somewhere would say, okay, thank you, Brian Williams, for your great contribution to American journalism. Nicole Wallace on MSNBC, she said that Trump's conduct was as impeachable as Nixon's, which is obviously false.
This conduct is as sort of impeachable looking, if you put it in a time capsule, as Nixon's conduct. But what Nixon didn't have was an overdrive sort of social media, we now know aided and abetted by Russian trolls, and a news network dedicated to amplifying what is a very subjective read of a report that in the end, if it exonerates them, why are they so upset by all the details?
Okay, well, they're upset by the details because the details are embarrassing, but that's not the same thing as saying that this rises to the level of Clintonian or Nixonian behavior. It simply does not. But coming up in just a second, we're going to be discussing a little bit more on all of this, plus President Trump reacts to all of the fallout. First, let's talk about the AARP. Would you pay your hard-earned money to join an organization that fought tooth and nail for government-run healthcare? Or an organization that stood against tax cuts for middle-class Americans and small business owners? No? Well, then don't join AARP. Stand with nearly 2 million others by joining AMAC, the conservative alternative, instead. Wouldn't you rather belong to an organization like AMAC that fights for your values, like protecting our borders, supporting small business, defending your individual freedoms? Becoming an AMAC member means standing up for our Constitution and for the innocent unborn. It means standing firm in the fight against socialism. What's more, AMAC offers an alternative to just about every benefit that AARP offers, minus the liberal agenda. Do me a favor, do America a favor, join right now at amac.us. Tell your friends and family, too. The benefits are great, the cause is even greater. Help AMAC fight the good fight by joining today at amac.us. The AARP does an enormous amount of political damage because of all their leftism. You don't have to join them just because you've turned 50. Instead, go over to amac.us. That's amac.us, amac.us. Once more, amac.us. Go check them out. Get all the benefits, and the cause is fantastic. All right, coming up, President Trump reacts to all of the fallout surrounding the Mueller report. We'll get to his reaction. Plus, we will get to the White House trying to spin its way out of some of the bad stuff in the report and not really succeeding in doing so. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com. If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to WaveBestWater.com. That's WaveBestWater.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
This is Michael Savage of the Savage Nation podcast. There's nothing like it in the podcast universe. How could they put Michael Savage in the same league with mass murderers when I have never avowed violence? Had I avowed violence, I wouldn't be on the radio. I wouldn't have lasted 15 minutes, let alone 15 years. The Savage Nation podcast. Listen and download for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your audio. From the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So as I say, the media have done a terrible job in covering the Russian collusion stuff from the very beginning. Obstruction really followed hard on the media exaggerating the collusion stuff. If the media had never made a big deal out of the lie that Trump was somehow skewing the election results with the help of the Russians, that he was coordinating with the Russians to do all of those things, that he was unjustly elected, it's doubtful that Trump ever would have engaged in this sort of behavior. Really, because he was ticked off. He was ticked off that everybody was saying he didn't justly win the election, that he didn't rightfully win the election. He was ticked off that they were accusing him of coordinating with Vladimir Putin to skew election results in Wisconsin, Minnesota, or Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. He was angry about all that stuff, and so he acted like a child. And that childish activity started to look more like obstruction of justice, but didn't cross over that line. But a lot of that had to do with the media for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 2 years, suggesting that the president was a Russian puppet. And the media still won't let go of it. So the Mueller report does not substantiate the charge that the Trump campaign was involved in collusion. John Carl over at ABC won't let go of it.
There's significant material in here that we did not know on the question of collusion. Now, of course, if there's no finding that anybody in the Trump campaign was guilty of a criminal conspiracy in terms of dealing with the Russians on this. But this, the chapter on collusion shows significant contact between people on the Trump campaign and with the Russians. Ultimately, the conclusion here in the special counsel was it did not rise to the level of a violation of the law. But there is significant contact here. You might even say collusion.
No, you might not say collusion. You might say contact, because contact is correct, and collusion is not correct. Collusion suggests cooperation between Trump and the Russians to effectuate results in the election. That didn't happen. That's what everyone meant by collusion. Don't shift the definition of collusion now to mean, ah, you met a Russian once. Wow, you went to a Russian tea room. It's just absurd. Adam Schiff's still out there trying to defend himself. The fact that the media have given this guy presumably tens of millions of dollars of free airtime is an astonishing, astonishing thing. There was Adam Schiff yesterday trying to shift those goalposts, shifting, trying to say that this is really just now about Trump's unfitness for office, not about any of my bizarre claims that I had inside information linking Trump to Putin.
Now, many of us do think the president's unfit for office, but unless that's a bipartisan conclusion, an impeachment would be doomed to failure. I continue to think that a failed impeachment is not in the national interest.
Whether these acts are criminal or not, whether the obstruction of justice was criminal or not, or whether these contacts were sufficiently illicit or not to rise to the level of a criminal conspiracy, they are unquestionably dishonest, unethical, immoral, and unpatriotic, and should be condemned by every American. That is not the subject of vindication. That is the subject of condemnation. And that is how I think we should view the Mueller report.
Oh, so we should now shift the goalpost that you are talking about to Trump did bad stuff. Now, if people had just said from the beginning, Trump did bad stuff, I'd be like, oh, okay, and? But instead it was, no, Trump secretly speaks Russian. He's fluent in Russian. Nyet. Like that was your case. And now you're moving the goalpost. So Trump, understandably ticked off about all this. He was triumphal yesterday, and then he was angry this morning. So here was President Trump yesterday talking about the report.
They're having a good day. I'm having a good day, too. It was called no collusion, no obstruction.
There never was, by the way, and there never will be. And we do have to get to the bottom of these things, I will say. And this should never happen. But I say it in front of my friends. This should never happen to another president again. This hoax. This should never happen to another president again.
So Trump was in a good mood. And then this is perfect. It's a perfect example of how Trump's mood dictate his behavior. So he was in a good mood yesterday. So he says a bunch of stuff. It's true. And then he sees the media coverage. And then today he starts firing things off on Twitter. If he has learned nothing, nothing, shouldn't he be learning? Stop with the Twitter. Half the Mueller report is him saying dumb crap on Twitter. Just why? If you're a fan of Trump and you want him to succeed and be reelected, wouldn't it have been better if he hadn't been tweeting at Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen? Wouldn't it have been better if he hadn't spent the last 2 years fulminating about Russia? I understand that takes a little discipline, but wouldn't a little discipline be like a good idea here? So the president decides he's going to tweet out. Now, after saying that the report exonerates him, he then says, statements are made about me by certain people in the crazy Mueller report, in itself written by 18 angry Democrat Trump haters, which are fabricated and totally untrue. Watch out for people that take so-called notes, when the notes never existed until needed, because I never agreed to testify. It was not necessary for me to respond to statements made in the report about me, some of which are total bull bleep, he says the word, and only given to make the other person look good or me to look bad. This was an illegally started hoax that never should have happened. Ah. And then that's the end of the thread. So, Mr. President, not useful, not helping. I understand you're frustrated, but your frustration is what led to the vast majority of incidents that are in the Mueller report to begin with. How about a little less frustration and a little bit more focus on the stuff that matters, as in no obstruction charges, no collusion, and now you got a free run in 2020 against the crazy Democrats. Joe Biden says he's going to declare next week. And why don't you prep for that? Why don't we refocus here? That seems like that would be a better strategy here than trying to double down on your rage over an investigation that is now over and poses no legal threat to you. Refocus, yeah. Like, take a breath. Take a breath. It's a weekend. Take a breath. Have a nice Easter or Passover. And then get back to work on Monday and talk about the things that actually matter as opposed to 2 years of stupid nonsense we've all had to follow. Coming up, we're going to be joined by Hans von Spakowski. He is the senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He'll stop by to give us his view of the Mueller report. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
When you're looking at a pet, your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Simpson University is pleased to announce that its annual golf tournament is on April 26th at Goat Hills Golf Club. Join the rise at Simpson University, known as Simpson Rising, by joining or sponsoring this wonderful event. You can register or sponsor online at connect.simpsonu.edu/springgolf or call 530-226-4750. You can enter for a chance to win an Apple Watch, television, barbecue, and much, much more. So join us on April 26th at Goat Hills Golf Club for the Simpson Rising Pepsi Invitational.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So obviously the only issue on everybody's mind today is the fallout from the Mueller report. Joining us on the line right now is Hans von Spakovsky. He's senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He's senior legal fellow at the Edwin Meese, the Third Center for Legal and Judicial Studies, actually. Hans, thanks so much for joining the Ben Shapiro Show.
Ben, thanks for having me on.
So what was your big takeaway from the Mueller report now having had the time to read through it?
That the big narrative myth that Democrats and liberals have been pushing for the past 2 years has completely collapsed on them. It's very clear there is no evidence whatsoever of any collusion between the Trump campaign or, for that matter, any other Americans with the Russian government. And second, if you look at the second half of the report, there clearly was also not any obstruction of justice.
So when you say there was clearly no obstruction of justice, that's not the conclusion that Mueller comes to, right? What Mueller says is, here's all the evidence. We couldn't come to a conclusion, so we toss it in William Barr's lap. William Barr then says there's not evidence sufficient to support an obstruction of justice charge. Why do you say that there was clearly no obstruction?
I got to tell you, I think Mueller was frankly just being too cute with that. I think, frankly, some of the liberal Democratic lawyers that worked for him, like the lawyer who represented the Clinton Foundation, I think they just didn't want to come to the same conclusion on that because there are murkier constitutional issues. But here's why. Two things. First of all, there was no actual obstruction of any kind. Mueller never had any restrictions put on him, no limitations on his investigation. And not only that, but he was given full access by the president to potential witnesses in the White House, like Don McGahn. The president did not assert executive privilege like he could have to have shielded them from being interviewed or talked to by the special counsel. So there's no actual collusion. But then the second issue is that it's very clear when you look inside the report and you read about the internal conversations and meetings that the president was understandably very angry and frustrated by the Mueller investigation. Yeah, he did want Mueller fired, but of course that never happened. But the point of that is that his actions weren't due to a corrupt intent, a corrupt motive. In other words, he didn't want Mueller fired because he didn't want an investigation turning up evidence of an underlying crime. There was no underlying crime. He was innocent. He was angry because he thought that he knew he was innocent, and he believed that this was basically a politically targeted investigation intended to question the legitimacy of his win. So I don't think you can show the corrupt intent that's necessary also to win an obstruction of justice prosecution.
So why do you think that Mueller didn't just say all of that? Instead, it seems like he was trying to use an extraordinarily broad definition of obstruction. He tried to suggest that there was maybe even attempt meaning that it wasn't completed, but the president may have taken overt acts toward the completion of an obstruction, even though all of his aides basically stopped him from doing this stuff. Is this just Mueller trying to draw out a roadmap to impeachment here for Democrats?
I don't know if it was him doing that, but like I said, I think he was influenced by, frankly, the biased lawyers who worked for him, including also his number two, a guy named Andrew Weissman, who, as you probably know, was at Hillary Clinton's party in New York the evening of the election, and frankly is known as a prosecutor who has abused his powers in the past.
Well, let's talk for a second about what Democrats are going to do with this. There's a lot of talk about impeachment in the air now. It seems like this would not be politically beneficial for Democrats. Most Americans seem to want to move beyond this. They're tired of it. They're annoyed by it. But Democrats nonetheless feel the obligation to talk impeachment. Do you think that moves forward?
Yeah, I think they will. As you know, they're insisting, for example, that Mueller come and testify. I think they believe, mistakenly, that they're going to get some kind of big reveal, some kind of smoking gun is going to come out of those hearings, and that Mueller is going to tell them something that's not in the report. I think they're going to be very disappointed. I don't think they're going to get anything like that. And I think actually the political consequences to them it could be bad in the next election, because like you have said, I think the American people they're tired of this. And if they continue to push this when there's a report out there basically saying that this never happened, then folks are going to look at them and really see this as a partisan political witch hunt.
Okay, well, so with all of that said, how should President Trump react to all of this going forward? So the president obviously has a leg to stand on when he says there was no obstruction, there was no collusion. You know, he's been making that case pretty overtly today. Do you think that he should kick back by pushing his attorney general to investigate the roots of this investigation?
Yes. I mean, I think he should keep – I think he should do both things. I mean, one, anytime this comes up, he should point out that, you know, they spent almost $30 million investigating this with a huge team of people, and they found no evidence. This was all a hoax. And, yes, the attorney general does need to look at how this investigation got started. For this reason, we know there was no collusion. So what we need to find out is what evidence did the FBI and DOJ actually have that justified opening up an investigation? Because if they actually didn't have any credible evidence that justified opening up an investigation, then that means that the FBI and DOJ officials may have abused their law enforcement powers to initiate this investigation. If that happened, they need to be punished and potentially criminally prosecuted to ensure that this kind of thing doesn't happen again. Because, this was really historically unprecedented. Never before has a federal law enforcement agency initiated a counterintelligence operation, because that's how this started, against the opposition party's presidential candidate. That's the kind of thing we see happening in third world countries. It's never happened here.
So with all of that being the case, what do you think are the chances that this investigation actually was initiated under those auspices? I think there are two going theories here. One is that the investigation originally was initiated because of all of these supposedly suspicious ties between people associated with Trump and Russian figures who are under investigation. And then it sort of morphed into something bad. And then the other theory that I've heard, and this has come from people like Andrew McCarthy over at National Review, it's been suggested by a lot of folks, actually, is that this investigation was dirty from the start. That basically it was the Obama team looking for an excuse to go after then-candidate Trump and singling him out and then trying to dig up material on him. Do you think it's all fruit of the poisonous tree, or do you think that this actually started in the way most investigations start, and then it sort of morphed because there was confirmation bias and corruption?
I know Andrew McCarthy very well. He's a friend of mine. He's a fellow veteran, and I think he is correct about that. And I'd point out just one thing. Remember, Andrew McCabe, the former deputy director of the FBI, the number two guy who eventually was fired for his wrongdoing. Remember, He testified to Congress that the FBI would never have applied to the secret FISA court for permission to begin electronic surveillance of the Trump campaign, which is really what helped start all of this, if it hadn't been for the Steele dossier, which was the unverified political opposition research paid for by the Hillary campaign. That's what the FBI apparently relied on to get a warrant for this electronic surveillance. That, to me, it's hard for me to believe that the FBI agents didn't realize that what they were doing was wrong in relying on political opposition research that they knew had not been checked and verified.
That was definitely one of the aspects of the Mueller report that was kind of shocking. Just as somebody who's been observing it the same way you are, I would have assumed that if they actually thought that the Steele dossier had anything to it, it would have been mentioned more than twice. But the thing wasn't mentioned hardly at all, and it was used as the basis for so much of the investigation.
Yes, and I think that's a real defect. I think, frankly, I think the Mueller team was afraid to deal with that issue, because if they did, what are they going to say about it when we know it was unverified, unchecked? And if they were to say anything positive about it or talk about it in detail, they would have to admit all of that.
Well, thanks so much for spending some time. I really appreciate it. It's Hans von Spakovsky. He's senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He's author of the latest book he's done was Obama's Enforcer, Eric Holder's Justice Department, which seems pretty relevant right now. Go check it out. Hans, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Sure, Ben. Thanks for having me.
Well, coming up, we're going to be talking about the parts of the Mueller report that are most damaging to President Trump, because I think that we ought to take the most objective possible view. I mean, you want more information. So let's check it out in just one second. First, when it comes to improving the look and feel of your home without spending a fortune, a lot of us have ideas, but we don't know where to start. Thanks to SelectBlinds.com, upgrading your home is really easy. In fact, it's so easy, it's a no-brainer. Score amazing deals on blinds, shades, and shutters today from SelectBlinds.com. SelectBlinds will make an instant impact on the way you look at your space. Swap out those tired old window coverings for high-quality, easy-to-install blinds with products you've seen on all your favorite home improvement shows. SelectBlinds.com is the easy way to upgrade. SelectBlinds takes the guesswork out of ordering blinds online by offering high-quality blinds for an unbelievable price. After those new blinds are taken care of, get back to the important stuff, like relaxing in your new and improved space. Read more than 300,000 reviews from 1 million happy customers at SelectBlinds.com. It's easy to see why they've been featured on TLC, HGTV, and Netflix. SelectBlinds really is the simple, smart way to get blinds. To get the best deals on blinds, shades, and shutters, shop right now at SelectBlinds.com. Mention our show at checkout using the drop-down menu, SelectBlinds. Simple, smart, and custom. If you're wondering why your apartment looks kind of dingy, you probably need to change those window coverings. Check them out at SelectBlinds.com. That's SelectBlinds.com. Well, as I say, it's not all roses for President Trump in the Mueller report. The last half of the report is devoted to the president acting badly. It's devoted to the president saying bad things to people around him and suggesting that they lie to the public. One of the most obvious examples is he fires James Comey and then he sends Sarah Huckabee Sanders out there to suggest repeatedly that it was very popular inside the FBI to fire James Comey. Here's what it looked like when Sarah Huckabee Sanders did this at the time.
Heard from countless members of the FBI that are grateful and thankful for the president's decision. I've certainly heard from a large number of individuals, and that's just myself, and I don't even know that many people in the FBI.
You said now today, and I think you said again yesterday, that you personally have talked to countless FBI officials, employees, since this happened.
Correct.
I mean, really? Like, are we talking
between like email, text messages? Like, absolutely.
50,
yes.
60, 70?
We're not going to get into a numbers game. I mean, I have heard from a large number of individuals that work at the FBI that said that they're very happy with the president's decision.
Okay, now it turns out that she told the Mueller report that she had no evidence of this, and in fact, she had not been approached by people from the FBI. There was basically no basis for that, and now she has to go on TV and walk it back. All of this just demonstrates it's a hard thing to work for a president who's encouraging you to fib on his behalf, especially when he will undercut you. I mean, that's not the worst part of the Mueller report. There are parts of the Mueller report where the president is sitting there rewriting press releases from Donald Jr. about the Trump Tower meeting and then later denying that he had anything to do with rewriting those things. Now, that's lying to the press. I mean, it's open and obvious lying to the press. Is it wildly different from President Obama lying to the press? Only in that President Trump lies about dumb stuff. President Obama lied about stuff like, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. And also, I don't have the presidential power to simply declare that illegal immigrants can stay in the country. Obama lied repeatedly, a lot, about serious issues of policy. Trump lies mainly to protect himself. That's an ugly character defect. It is not, though, a criminal thing. All right, coming up, we're going to get to SJW story time because it is a Friday. First, I need to take a moment to remind you, there's a whole other world to this radio show at DailyWire.com. You ever miss an opportunity to listen to The Ben Shapiro Show? Well, don't let it happen again. Stop that. Head on over to DailyWire.com. You can watch all 3 hours of my radio show when you become a subscriber. Your life will be vastly enriched by the ability to see every detail on the show, from relevant news clips and photos to this astonishingly handsome Putin. Not only do you get my show, you'll also be able to hear from prominent conservatives like Andrew Klavan and Matt Walsh, and non-prominent humans like Michael Moles. The entire Daily Wire team has its finger on the pulse of the conservative movement and will keep you educated and informed on the most newsworthy stories of the day. Don't wait any longer. Head over to DailyWire.com, become a subscriber for just $9.99 a month or $99 a year. Be sure also to check out the new Daily Wire store on Amazon.com. You can stock up on official Daily Wire hoodies, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more. We have all sorts of goods. Pop sockets are on sale today, I believe. Go check that out. That's DailyWire.com. Become a subscriber. Join tens of thousands of fans in supporting the largest conservative podcast in the United States. All right, coming up, we'll do a little bit of SJW story time. Plus, we'll bring you all the latest on the fallout from the Mueller report, because that fallout is continuing moment by moment. And you need all the updates? We'll bring them to you. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com. If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to WaveBestWater.com. That's WaveBestWater.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
This is Michael Savage of the Savage Nation podcast. There's nothing like it in the podcast universe.
How could they put Michael Savage in the same league with mass murderers when I have never avowed violence?
Had I avowed violence, I wouldn't be on the radio. I wouldn't have lasted 15 minutes, let alone 15 years.
The Savage Nation podcast. Listen and download for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your audio. From the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. I know everybody was looking forward to SJW story time, but there is some breaking news on the Mueller front. Apparently, Mueller has made 14 referrals of potential crimes to outside offices. This is embedded in the report, but people are really beginning to notice it right now. According to Talking Points Memo, which is a left-wing blog, Special Counsel Robert Mueller referred 14 cases of potential criminal activity to outside offices because the cases were outside the scope of the special counsel's jurisdiction, according to the Mueller report. We know about a couple of them. We know that Michael Cohen's alleged wire fraud and Federal Employees Compensation Act violations case was referred to the SDNY. We also know that ex-Obama administration official Gregory Craig's alleged FARA violations was also referred to the SDNY. The other 12 referrals of potentially criminal evidence were all redacted for reasons of harm to ongoing matter, meaning that it can't be revealed because that's still under investigation. So we still have to find out what exactly is beneath that redaction, who else is being indicted. We don't know the answers. We know that it's not anybody at the top of the Trump chain, but we don't know where people are being indicted. We don't know to whom they have been referred. So all of that is a problem. All of that is a problem, maybe for President Trump, depending on what exactly is behind those particular redactions. Meanwhile, Michael Goodwin over at New York Post suggests that President Trump is finally unleashed for 2020, that the president is now, he has room to run. Apparently, he is now going to campaign extraordinarily hard, given the fact that Joe Biden is apparently going to say that he is running next week. That's the new thing. The breaking news is that he is set to announce for president at the end of next week, shattering dreams from Bernie Sanders and others that he wouldn't jump in the first place. According to The Atlantic, Biden is running. The former vice president will make his candidacy official with a video announcement next Wednesday, according to people familiar with the discussions who have been told about them by top aides. That in and of itself is a mistake. I think that Joe Biden is a weak candidate. That's a mistake. The reason it's a mistake to do a video announcement if you're Joe Biden is because what you want to show is that you have a massive level of support. This was always the big question about Biden. Bernie can bring out big crowds. Even Pete Buttigieg is bringing out big crowds. Can Biden put together an event where a large crowd shows up to hear him speak? That's a different thing than him just announcing in some sort of a cute little Instagram video that he is running. That is something that second-tier candidates do. First-tier candidates, Kamala Harris, Buttigieg, now Bernie Sanders. They make their announcement, Donald Trump. They make their announcement in front of large crowds of people. According to The Atlantic, he's made a decision. It's taken 2 years of back and forth. This will be his third, or depending on how you count, seventh try for the White House. Many people thought that he might do it, might not do it. But apparently, he wants this. Biden's campaign will, says The Atlantic at its core, argue that the response to Donald Trump requires an experienced, calm hand to help America take a deep breath and figure out a way to get back on track. But first, he's going to have to defeat Beto, and he's going to have to defeat Buttigieg, and he's going to have to defeat Bernie Sanders, mostly. Now, Biden apparently believes that the primaries are going to be easier than he thinks. He thinks that he can run right down the middle with Bernie Sanders taking up the solid 20 to 25% from the progressive base, and everybody else will fight for scraps. I wonder if that's the case. I wonder if the strongest day for Joe Biden, as I've been saying, is in fact his first day of running. That his first day he announces, and everybody's like, ooh, Joe Biden, he's, and then he starts campaigning. And remember why Joe Biden has run 1 million times before and gone nowhere. That Joe Biden is actually not a great campaigner. That Joe Biden gaffes on a routine basis. That Joe Biden has a record that can be attacked. Unlike a Buttigieg or a Beto, there's really nothing to attack with those guys. With Biden, you can attack everything Obama-related and everything Biden-related, going all the way back to the 1970s. That's going to give Kamala Harris a lot of meat to chew on. Bernie Sanders has never accomplished anything. That is a drawback in one way. It is a major asset in another. He's not responsible for anything. One of the amazing things about modern American presidential politics is the less policy for which you are responsible, the better. It used to be that you bragged about your achievements. Now, you brag about never having achieved anything. Because if you actually achieved something, then we can question you on that which you have achieved. So Joe Biden will be questioned about his involvement with the 1994 criminal justice reform bills. He's going to be questioned about his opposition to busing back in the 1970s. He's going to be questioned about the inefficiencies of Obamacare and the failures of Obamacare. He's going to have to stand there and be the only one on stage not calling for Medicare for all. He's going to get run through the ringer. And as the front runner, all fire will be trained on him. Bernie's just going to stand off to the side and watch it happen. So Biden jumping in next week, that's when the race starts in earnest. He'll get a little bump in the polls after having declared because he has 100% name recognition. But I am skeptical
purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The Justice Department says the subpoena issued by House Democrats for the full special counsel report is unnecessary. A Justice Department spokesperson says Attorney General William Barr released the report with minimal redactions and says that the department is working with Congress to view more of the report and the subpoena issued Friday by Representative Jared Nadler, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, is premature and unnecessary. An international review of the approval process for the flight controls on Boeing 737 jets begins next week.
An international panel of experts will meet next Tuesday to begin a review of how the Boeing 737 MAX's flight control system was approved by the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration. The panel will be headed by former National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Chris Hart. It will consist of experts from 9 international civil aviation authorities. The group will evaluate the automated flight control design on the MAX aircraft and look into whether changes need to be made to the FAA's approval process. All Boeing MAX jetliners have been grounded worldwide since mid-March after the second of two crashes that killed 346 people. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Former Vice President Joe Biden expected to announce he's running for president next week.
Citing three people with knowledge of Biden's plans, the Associated Press says the former vice president's announcement is expected as early as Wednesday. The Atlantic first reported Biden's decision. According to several polls, the 76-year-old Biden will enter the race as a Democratic frontrunner, even though he faces questions about his age and whether or not his record is liberal enough for party activists.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Forecasters have confirmed that 14 tornadoes touched down in Mississippi as severe storms made its way across the South. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump is set to use gold to challenge the Federal Reserve. This action will drive the stock market higher and make gold prices soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. For 47 years, the Fed has secretly valued gold at $42 an ounce. Trump is set to reveal their secret and force the Fed to properly value the gold on their balance sheet. I lay it all out in my most recent report, How Trump Will Trump the Fed. His executive action will ramp up the world economy and cause the price of gold to double overnight. To get my report, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. Trump knows a higher gold price will unleash the U.S. economy. To get my report, get it right on your phone, right now, no questions asked, text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you're an investor, you need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
China sentences some of its military veterans for protesting. Correspondent Ron DeRoxra has more on the story.
Chinese courts sentenced some 47 military veterans up to 6 years in prison for protesting over the lack of benefits, saying they've disrupted social order in a bid to further their own interests. The announcements follow repeated demonstrations by vets of various ages who say they haven't been adequately compensated for their service. China's ruling Communist Party tightly restricts all public demonstrations, and while it relies on the armed forces to maintain its hold on power, many veterans say they've been left to fend for themselves on meager pensions and little support. Ron DeRoxter reporting.
The White House says President Donald Trump played golf Friday with conservative commentator Rush Limbaugh and a couple of unidentified friends. The president is spending the Easter weekend in Florida along with the First Lady. News and analysis at townhall.com. The U.S. flu season is dragging on, now the longest in recent history.
This flu season has officially been going on for 21 weeks, the longest U.S. flu season in 10 years, and among the longest since the government started tracking the flu season duration more than 20 years ago. What makes flu linger? An unusual second wave of flu hit just as the first wave was starting to fade. Some experts likened it to two different flu seasons compressed back-to-back into one. The good news is that a CDC official says the season should be over soon. John Scott reporting.
President Trump may soon be able to claim a sweet victory for his deregulation push with officials preparing to get rid of the decades-old rules for frozen cherry pies. Emails show that the Food and Drug Administration planned to start the process for revoking the standard for frozen cherry pies this week. Plans to get rid of the obscure rules have been tucked into the Trump administration's deregulation agenda. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a foreign language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com. KCNR, Shasta, Redding. KCNR 1460.
We're going to win with strength. We're going to win with health. We're going to win at so many levels. We're going to win, win, win. You're going to get so tired of winning. You're going to say, Mr. President, please, we don't want to win anymore. It's too much. And I'm going to say, I'm sorry. We're going to keep winning because we're going to make America great again.
Oh, no. Oh, Abilio Acosta's head just exploded. It was very funny. Is it Friday already? This week has seemed like a month. Well, not quite, perhaps. Happy Friday to you, and good Friday to you. Good Friday to you. It is, of course, Holy Week. Today is Good Friday. Sunday is Easter Sunday. And hopefully there will be nice family gatherings without politics. And if there has to be politics, at least the Democrats are eating beep again. Because once again, we knew this all along. Didn't we all know this all along? I think we all knew this all along. I think I knew this all along. This is the way this was going to come out. And boy, they are crestfallen again. They just keep being issued defeat after defeat. It's just terrible. You know, when the four-page summary came out from the Attorney General William Barr on the left was going berserko and crazy. And, oh, it says does not exonerate. Read the next sentence, dimwit. They were having another episode like election night, and they were crying. They were sitting on curbs with their faces in their hands, and they were sobbing. But I wanted the president to be a Russian agent, and Rachel Maddow told me that he was a spy for Putin and Russia, and that everybody was colluding, and there was obstruction, and they're still now they're hanging their kufi on the same sentence that has already been shot down, disproven. The facts have borne out the fact. Hey, the obstruction thing has been dealt with. It's been litigated. Move on. Take your meds. Honestly, talk to a counselor. Talk to someone. Maybe a psychiatrist. There are a lot of them in California, as I understand it, and you can go out there and talk to somebody. And they're all the Hollywood people are having a mental breakdown. The news people. Brian Williams, remember him, the crooked head guy from the, he said they were firing missiles at him in Iraq and he was lying and they're whizzing right by our helicopter, never happened, and the body floating by in New Orleans after Katrina, never happened, and making all this stuff up, so he lost his big job and they gave him a cable job where they send all their liars, I guess, and they have to keep some liars on the network too, don't they, for the 6:30 broadcast or 7 p.m. broadcast, I think they have to do that. But Brian Williams, he's got a TV show on the cable, and he had Jay Sekulow, the president's lawyer, on yesterday, and Brian Williams, with his crooked head and his anchor man demeanor, he's really getting in Jay Sekulow's face, and, oh, where does it say this? Where does it, tell me where the president says this, tell me where the report says that, and Jay Sekulow says, well, it's on page 2, Brian, and here it is, and he read from page 2, but I guess you didn't make it to page 2, huh? Brian, I know you started hacking away at the 400-plus page report. Didn't make it to page 2, I see, and straighten them out in a thing or two. They're really, it's crazy. It's wacky. And Miguel Agarillo was on last night. He had that confirmed, convicted, proven liar, Barack Obama's director of national intelligence, James Clapper. You know, the guy who rubs his head and says not wittingly, and then he was lying. He lied under oath repeatedly in front of Congress. No problem, though. The CNN is not only okay with that, they hired him to tell their audience what they should think. Now that he's a confirmed liar, they decided they liked the cut of his jib. And last night, Miguel Agarillo was kowtowing to him and bowing and scraping. And oh, thank you for your able guidance the last 2 years. We're going to be leaning on you in the future for more bad advice so that our viewers will go to the Easter dinner table really uninformed or really ill-informed, because you're going to tell them things. You're going to give them alternate facts. That is, facts that are alternate to the reality of what we're looking at here. And CNN is thanking him and groveling and sniveling, and Miguel Agarillo and taking his steroids and his plastic surgery. And thanks for your able. And this is, I mean, honestly, they've learned nothing. What has become abundantly clear, I think, in the last 24-ish hours, is that this was never about Russia. You know what this teaches me? It teaches me that this was never about Russia. It's about Trump. This wasn't about Russian collusion and the Trump campaign. That doesn't matter. They've moved on from that. But the tone hasn't changed. The words haven't changed. The guests haven't changed on the terrible cable channels. The whole thing hasn't, nothing has changed for them. No amount of fact will change their dogged pursuit of the president who was not supposed to win. The man who could never win, Donald John Trump. And he won. And they've been very bitter and rancorous about it ever since. And they're a hate-filled bunch, aren't they? They're very angry. They're sleeping with anger. They're walking around with anger. They wake up with anger. They argue with their wives in anger. They go to work in anger. They ruin Easter dinner in anger. And all of that stuff. Because they're just you'd think they'd be better at losing by now with all the losing that these people have done, not just in their professional lives in the last 2 years, but throughout their lives. I assume that there's been a lot of losing on their part. And they are berserk. They are as berserk as ever. In fact, I was texting with my friend Brian last night. I think that this may have actually made matters worse for them. And we already knew. Here's the crazy thing. Because of Attorney General Barr's most excellent four-page summary, and it was a most excellent four-page summary, where, by the way, he included the big bullet point that the Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself, are all using today. And that is, of course, the big one, that he has not been exonerated of the obstruction charge, where there was no obstruction charge, the allegations of obstruction. And then the Attorney General cleared him, along with the Deputy Attorney General. In the news media, they leave that paragraph out because it's not convenient. They're attacking William Barr. He's apparently now a Russian agent, too. I'm a Russian agent. Michael Piercy is a Russian agent. Everybody's a Russian agent except Bernie Sanders, I guess. Is that the case here? We ought to look into Bernie Sanders' Russia ties. I can cite one Bernie Sanders Russia tie right now. Bernie Sanders took his loving wife on their honeymoon, their blessed honeymoon, to the godless commie death camp called the USSR. Anybody remember the USSR? Raise your hand if you remember the USSR. I remember the USSR. And the Soviet Union. And Bernie took his wife. They went on their honeymoon there. It was a slave ship. It was a prison camp. It was a gulag with vodka and prostitutes. And he took his wife there for their honeymoon. What more? And now he's going around espousing the virtues of the Soviet system. And, you know, if those aren't Russian ties and Russian collusion, I don't know what is. I think it's time we looked into him. It's time we got to look into his finances, too. You know, on Capitol Hill, they're hell-bent. Now they've just kind of turned the page, and they've moved on. Forget about that whole Russian, although Adam Schiffless is still out there saying reckless, irresponsible things. I think CNN will be thanking him next for lying to them for the last 2 years. They love being lied to. It's a psychological condition. It's like an abused spouse syndrome or something like that, where they learn to love their captors. I don't know what it is. It could be a Stockholm syndrome thing of some kind. But I'm marveling at the shift that has not happened. There's one shift that has happened. They've just moved on to the next thing. Oh yeah, well Congress is going to impeach him. Oh yeah, well it was improper. And, you know, forget about illegal, forget about Russian collusion, forget about obstruction of justice. It was tacky. You know, some of it was tacky, but that's not really an impeachable offense. And I was catching a little bit of left-wing media, and they had, the taxpayer-funded panhandler people, and they had somebody named, like, Umraki Slamagaka was informing me that on Capitol Hill, can't get a job there if your name's Tom Smith or something, and informing me that on Capitol Hill, they were doggedly pursuing years of President Trump's financial records. See, the panhandlers, they've moved on to the next thing. If send them your children's inheritance and they'll give you a Nina Totten bag, and they're going to lie to you for another 2 years. And honestly, they're just teeing up the next batch of lies. They're not going to revisit the last 2 years because that would not behoove them. It would not make them look good in any way to review what they've been reporting over the last 2 years. If these were news organizations instead of a gang of Democrat Party hacks posing as journalists, what they would be doing is they could do a one. It's like CNN, which sucked up to Adam Schiffless, the lying inchworm, for 2 years, who came on and smugly and calmly lied and misrepresented and misled and exaggerated and blew out of proportion and misdirected. And he's a liar. He's a lying sack of Jewia of the first order. And you'd think that CNN, if they had any interest in saving their waning credibility, up in flames, their credibility is like a Buddhist monk in downtown Saigon in 1969. You'd think they'd do a one-hour special on all the lies that they were told by, here's the problem, by government officials, and MSNBC could do it on John Brennan. Instead, they just bring John and Brennan on. He was on the TV again last night by phone. I think he's in hiding somewhere in a cave, maybe with Al Qaeda. So it was a phoner. And he came, and they just say false things. Every time they speak, they say false things. And these fake news media people, they nod and they give that anchor look and they tilt their heads on cue every few seconds to create motion on screen, and they act like they're news people or something, and they continue to lie to them, and the news media continues to lap it up. They learned nothing. They have not moved at all. CNN, in fact, posted another phony, baloney apple and banana ad last night. Have you seen this? And they have a picture because they had this thing. This is an apple. This is a banana. They did a year ago or something, and they said, President Trump tells us bananas, that's supposed to be a falsehood, and apples are truth, and CNN tells you the truth. God, no sense of irony, these people. And now they produced a new TV ad with a bunch of apples. This is an apple. This is an apple, and these are supposed to represent facts. And then they have a crate full of apples, and they say, and what is this? It's a case. A case of mental illness, a case of journalistic herpes. You guys, honestly, you're still peddling this Apple thing. You know, only 100,000 people are watching it. There more people can see the Empire State Building right now than are watching CNN. That's not a lot of people. You guys suck. You know, you're not a news organization. You're a failed former news organization, and nobody believes you. You have no credibility. Your credibility is dead. It's up in flames. You're not even funny anymore. You're sad. You're pathetic. And you know, I have today, I have some, you know, the book and the movie Network, Paddy Chayefsky's book and the movie with the famous Howard Beale, and he made a couple of speeches. There's that I'm mad as hell speech. I'm not going to play any of that today. But another part of the movie I grabbed it a couple of weeks ago and I haven't gotten to it. But today we're going to get to some of this good stuff from the movie Network that I think needs to be said. And here's something, honestly. Turn off CNN. Turn off MSNBC. Cancel your subscription to the Washington Post. These people are not interested in reporting the news or in telling the truth or enlightening the public or making the audience aware of facts that they need to be armed with in order to engage in a well-informed public debate on the great issues of our day. That is not the business that they're in. They are in the politics business. They are an extension, an appendage, a micro-appendage of the Democrat Party, and nothing more. Nothing less, but nothing more. And I'm looking. I was laughing at some CNN, or maybe it was Brian Williams BS today, and like, well, the Russian meddling was designed to help Trump. Like CNN's meddling was designed to help Hillary, and before that, it was designed to help Obama, and it was designed to hurt Bush, and it's designed to hurt Trump. And, you know, you guys are spending a lot more money and have a lot more access to a lot more stuff than the Russians with these bots. What did they spend? $180,000 on Facebook? Or no, it wasn't even that. It was like $460. Some ridiculously low number. And this is they're like, oh, the Russians were meddling. They're commies. They've been meddling in everybody's business forever. They're dirty, murderous, thieving, lying, stinking commies. They're like Michael Moore. And what do you expect from them? And Kim Jong-un. It's what they do. And in case you missed the 20th century, this is what communists do. They murder people. They brutalize people. They throw people in jail, their political enemies. They create a gulag archipelagos to throw their political enemies into. They steal everybody's stuff, and they lie about it. This is what they do. They're commies. Wrap your brain around it. Come on, catch up. It's the 21st century. Your life is going to be over soon. Figure something out. Try to be right about something before your friends gather and throw dirt on you, all right? They're not going to say a prayer over you because they're all godless. You know, dog is their co-pilot. Honestly, try to figure something out. Be honest with yourself. If no one else, try to be honest with yourself. It was all a lie, a terrible lie, the biggest lie of your lifetime, granted. And I know they were bold for pulling this off, this giant lie, but realize it. Come to terms with it. You'll be the better for it. The truth is better than the lie. Join me. I've got a lot of great stuff today. Illegal aliens and, oh, we got crazy stuff. I love Maggie Haberman at the New York Times. This is great stuff. These people are not smart people.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Napa Know-How.
It's Love Your Car Month at Napa. And to show your car the love, get a Napa bucket for $2.99 and save 20% on almost everything you can fit inside, like car wash, car wax, and tire shine. So save some cash and look good doing it by getting 20% off with a Napa bucket. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, exclusions apply. Minimum three items may not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 4/30/19.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
If you need anything from a simple home repair to a major remodel, you need to know about Home Advisor. It's a totally free service that instantly connects you with top local service pros.
Home Advisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use Home Advisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
Just select the type of work you need done, and Home Advisor's ProFinder technology instantly finds top pros in your area.
You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use their cost guide to find out what hundreds of other repair and improvement projects cost in your area.
I think everybody should use HomeAdvisor. In fact, I tell everybody to use HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
All right, many things. I have Abilio Acosta audio today, too. He is he's not well. He won a big journalism award. Was it last night? Did he win the award last night? Let's go to the telephones right now. Lots of good things today. Let's go to Joe calling from Silver Spring, Maryland. Josephus, you are on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Yeah, my question as a flaming liberal is this. Where are all my brothers going down to the Washington Post, chasing Jeff Bezos off to his private plane with the mobs in the street going after the press that has lied for them 2 years, and has been made crystal clear this week that they've been lied to for 2 years in a country like this, where freedom of press, freedom of an honest press, means everything to everybody, not one party to the other. And the other part of it is, it broke my heart to look at the Post this morning and see that there's no mending. There's no saying, boy, did we screw this up? And the proof is in the pudding. There was a big front page and not a word about it until you got to the editorials.
And then they have a whole separate...
The whole front page section was empty.
Well, it's all attacks. Attacks on Trump. Now, let me ask you, you said you're a flaming liberal, Joe. Is that how you described yourself?
No, I've told you before. I'm a Democratic steam fitter.
Yeah.
With a Democratic history in my life.
Yeah.
And it's not going to change at this age. But I have to take responsibility for the money where these jackasses in the union movement put their money.
Well, I gotta tell you, it's never too late to open your eyes.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities, and with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I think Hillary Clinton is dancing with herself today. I bet somewhere in her dark, black, dead heart, she envies President Trump's troubles. At least he's the center of attention. And once again, he's been vindicated. Once again, he wins. Winning. He wins, they lose. They really don't like that, and they're not good at this, as it turns out. Even with all the practice they've had, they're still not good at losing. Kind of sad, exclamation mark, all caps. Today's climate change update. It is 66 degrees in Washington, D.C., your nation's capital, as I speak. The high today is 76 degrees with a 100% chance of thunderstorms. But because we all like to pay attention to climate change, the record high for today was in 1976, and it was 92 degrees in 1976. Do you think they were running around in Jimmy Carter's time, and actually it wasn't even Jimmy Carter's time yet, and yelling about the climate change, and it's so hot. I can't believe how hot it is. It's 92 degrees. The climate must be changing. Or maybe they got to 1990, and the high on this date in 1990 was 25 degrees. Come on, it's spring. It's like the Arctic out there. Armadillos are headed north because there's an ice age coming. We're all going to freeze to death in no time at all. And this is today's climate change moment. You know what this proves? Proves that the climate changes. And as we used to say in Chicago, gee, the weather's kooky, isn't it? Yeah, kooky.
This is for real. It is not made up.
It is not made up, Mr. Hand. It is absolutely not made up. Great stuff. Honestly, it is time to turn off CNN. It's time for everybody to turn off CNN. I know their ratings can't get much lower, but everybody should turn it off. Next time you're in an airport, ask the gate agent if you can turn the channel to Fox. If it weren't for CNN and airports, how many people would be watching? They say they've only got the average 180,000 viewers in their vaunted valued 25-54 demographic. And they've got 180,000 people. It's a national broadcast, if I understand this correctly. It's not like people don't have cable. I'm thinking the only people watching it are in airports. Virtually all 180,000 of those, I think, must be in airports. I don't really think they score those, but that's they have no viewers, is what it comes down to. Maggie Haberman, and I love you're gonna love this Howard Beale stuff from Network. But many things to get to. The president headed down to Palm Beach to spend Easter weekend at his Palm Beach, whatever it is, I still can't figure it out, Mar-a-Lago Estate Mansion Club. It's an estate, it's a mansion, it's a club. It's a property, it used to belong to somebody else, and they were rich too. The lessons learned, and I've got to say, what are the lessons learned at this point? And I sort of kind of asked this question the other day, but now things have changed once again. And honestly, in terms of lessons learned, we're lied to a lot. That's probably lesson number one. We, the American people, consumers of news media product, we're lied to a lot. We're misled a lot. We're deceived a lot by political partisans who have a political agenda. And they disguise it. They masquerade as something that they're not. But really, maybe the main takeaway is that we're lied to a lot. By whom, you might ask? By Megillah Gorilla at CNN, by practically everybody on CNN, by practically everybody on MSNBC, and it's really everybody, but you should say practically everybody, because occasionally there's somebody on there that tells the truth. So it's not everybody always. But if you watch them, and we've got Abilio Acosta. This is pretty funny stuff from Abilio. Let's play the where is Abilio in the cut sheet there? He's not even there. He's operating outside the cut sheet, outside of journalistic norms and cut sheet norms. And Abilio, who he's the proud recipient of the Truth to Power Award from the Liars Press Club. It's like Liars Poker, but they have the Liars Press Club thing. And Abilio, who wasn't on the television a lot yesterday. Interestingly enough, I think they might have had him in a straitjacket in a padded room somewhere, taking him away in a van because there was collusion, there was collusion, there was collusion. He went to sleep muttering to himself last night. There was collusion, there was collusion. His wife hit him over the head with a lamp. There was collusion, there was collusion. And they're just, these people are not... Look, here's the deal. Here's, first of all, the Washington Post, their headline is slanderous and what you'd expect from the phonies at the Washington Post. It's a disgrace is what it is. It what's their slogan? It looks like a newspaper, but it's not. And their headline, their front page, is our friend who's, Joe, the pipe fitter, all lifelong Democrat. He says it's too late to change. I don't think it is. It really, it never is. And as long as you're breathing, it's not too late to change. But he was talking about the Washington Post, how there's no repentance, just the attacks will continue. And they've changed the attacks. It's no longer about Russian collusion. It's really, they're still digging their fingernails desperately into the side of the last sinking lifeboat on the Titanic. And there was obstruction. Just honestly talk to somebody about this. You need help. You need a lot of help. The Washington Post headline, Mueller details Russian interference. All right, well, we knew about that. Okay, it's now a big spread. They're commies. That's what they do. They mess with people. Trump's attempts to disrupt probe. And this is the big thing that they're hanging their koofies on today, that the president tried to disrupt the probe, the ever-expanding probe. He tried to disrupt it, but he failed. Apparently, he's incapable of disrupting a probe in his own government. He tried. He asked Don McGahn to stop the probe and fire the probester. And then Don McGahn didn't do it. And that's it. That's what they've got. So something that didn't happen. It's another thing that didn't happen. You know what didn't happen? He didn't fire Mueller. He didn't stop the probe, even though he could have. He didn't. He knew it was a lie all along. The news media perpetuated the lie. The president said there was no collusion all along. He is vindicated. There was no collusion. The news media said there was vindication all along. They lied. They've been exposed. They've been revealed. You people really need to engage in some kind of a reassessment of the kind of people that you are and the way that you do your job. The Washington Times, however, your newspaper of record in Washington, D.C., has something of a banner headline. No Russia conspiracy, comma, no collusion. That's the banner headline at the Washington Times, your newspaper of record in Washington, D.C. The Washington Post, across their banner, it says, it looks like a newspaper, but it's not, you see. The stories in the Washington Times on the front page, Mueller leaves door open for Congress to impeach. Yeah, sure. Yeah, well, the door is always open for Congress to impeach. By the way, I understand that Jerry Nadler, the Democrat chairman of the House Corrupt Committee, he is now he has issued subpoenas to get the unredacted. He wants the unredacted version of the blah, blah, blah. And, you know, Barr, the attorney general, addressed that yesterday. Certain members of Congress are able to come down and view the unredacted version. They just want the fight. It's Hillary Clinton. There is only the fight. But he's issued subpoenas now because he's a powerful committee chairman, and he's going to abuse his power because that's what they're there for from the way they view things. The New York Post with the front page, the Mueller report, giant, giant letters all over the front page of the New York Post. Trump clean, no crimes committed, Dem hoax destroyed. Now, that's much closer to the truth. And you're not going to get that from the Washington Post. They're not giving up. They're going to keep going with the fraud because that's how they are. That's who they are. It's the way they do journalism. Let's go to, speaking of that's the way they do journalism, let's go to Abilio Acosta, a.k.a. Jim Acosta, who ought to be reporting from Acosta Street from the White House, but they still let him in the gate so he can come in and lie about the person that was elected president of the United States, even though they tried really hard to make sure that didn't happen. And I do love, oh, Russia meddled and tried to work to the benefit of Trump. Yeah, the opposite of what you guys did in the American news media. The opposite of the Washington Post. Who do you think had more influence, the New York Times or Russian bots? Huh? Who had more influence on the election? Who was more corrupt? Well, the Russians are corrupt, we know that. But who was more corrupt, the New York Times or... Let's go on. Okay, let's go to Abilio Acosta. He sounds desperate. Listen to the desperation in his voice. As the sad and pathetic, disgraced former journalist, he just got a big award, explains, well, no, wait, there's still, it's honestly, it's Duke and Duke. Turn those machines back on. They want a do-over now. And there's no collusion. Wait to hear what Adam Schiffless said, too. He's pretty funny. He's Schiffless away from the whole thing. Okay, so there's no collusion. Okay, so there's no obstruction. It was unethical and unpatriotic. He said, now, Mr. Patriotism, inchworm Schiff over there. Abilio Acosta yesterday, he's irate.
One of the things that they have said to us when they've been doing this touchdown dance for about 3 weeks now.
3 weeks,
touchdown dance.
Accusing
the media of trying to, you know, pull a fast one on the president here and a fast one on the American people.
No.
Time and again in this Mueller report, reporting from major news outlets is confirmed in this Mueller report as being accurate. Time and again,
it is
revealed. They gave us false statements about what was going on during the course of this Russian investigation.
Uh-huh. See, Jim... false statements like there was Russian collusion, which you peddled every day for 2 years. How about that? You say there were things that were confirmed, like the meeting at Trump Tower was on a Tuesday. So you got that check. Okay, it was on a Tuesday. They talked about adoption. Yeah, they talked about adoption. That's okay. How about that Russian collusion thing, Jim? Was that confirmed by the report? Was that confirmed in the report? You silly man. You very silly man. No. How about obstruction of justice? Was that confirmed in the report? No. So what was confirmed? They lied to us. Did they lie to you as much as you lied to me? Is there any chance of that being true? What is it they're claiming now? Sarah Huckabee Sanders misled Stephen Portnoy on what?
Firing of Comey.
Oh, on why Comey was fired. Oh, okay. Well, now you got it. Ooh, gosh. There you go. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders should be fired because a year and a half ago she said something about why Comey was fired, and the report contradicts that. Okay. Well, let's hold you to that standard, Jim. You'd be fired based on the clip I just played, if that were the standard that you were held to, you clown. My God, they are clowns. These people.
Now you listen to me. I want trade reopened right now. Get those brokers back in here. Turn those machines back on. Turn those machines back on.
Poor Abilio. I know he must feel terribly defeated. It must be awful being him. Now, there is a there was a funny story that popped yesterday by Fred Marty pointed out. Press left terrified after White House band plays the song Edelweiss ahead of press conference. This is good stuff. Members of the American news media were left reeling Thursday after the United States Marine Band played the song Edelweiss from The Sound of Music as reporters were being led into the White House for a presidential briefing on the Mueller report. I think it was during the Wounded Warriors event at the White House yesterday. The band, which plays at the White House for special events, was apparently running through a classic movie themes medley and played Edelweiss as part of a retrospective that included The Sound of Music, the theme from the musical Over the Rainbow from The Wizard of Oz, and When You Wish Upon a Star. See, they're wishing upon a star over there, Jim Acosta, from Disney's Cinderella. But it was Edelweiss that triggered the lefties. One Nikki Schwab tweeted out, Edelweiss was being played as we walked into the White House. Now, this see, this is sinister. This is being, who is she with? The New York, one of the New York papers. Schwab, who was in Washington, D.C., reports for the New York Post, there it is right there, pointed out that the song was being played as part of a repertoire, and it is not clear that the White House has any control over what the Marine Corps band plays, the U.S. Marine band plays, as background music. You know, we should investigate that. We should have a special counsel to see how involved the White House was. Now, Nikki Schwab tweeted this out. She tweeted this stuff. And Maggie Haberman from the New York Times. Maggie Haberman from the New York Times then jumped in on her tweet thing. And she said, this is pretty funny. She tweeted, does dot, dot, dot. Anyone at the White House understand the significance of that song? Question mark. And she tweeted that out, attaching Nikki Schwab's New York Post tweet to that. And everyone kind of scratched their heads and said, what are you, you're trying to insinuate that the U.S. Marine Band at the Trump White House was playing something that was Nazi-themed or something like that? And, yes, it turns out that's what was going on. And it was pointed out very quickly that the Von Trapp family were fleeing the scourge of the National Socialist German Workers' Party as they were moving in on Austria, and they were going to occupy Austria shortly thereafter, the Nazis, you know, the socialists of the Nazi Party. And of course, the song is sung, it's done by Rodgers and Hammerstein. Rodgers is Jewish. Hammerstein's father was Jewish. And the theme of the song is about patriotism and love of country and how they were about to skip town to get away from the National Socialists. And Colonel Von Trapp then walked up, was it Major Captain Von Trapp, then walked over and he ripped a Nazi flag in half. And they had to flee the country to get away from the National Socialist German Workers' Party. And Maggie Haberman, I guess, is completely unaware of the idea behind the Von Trapp family's fleeing Austria to get away from the Nazis and what the song is about. But here it is with a wink and a nod. This is what she's reporting. And she was taken to task. She's like, what is this? Are you people crazy? What do you call this? And she said, I call it reporting. Yeah, this is what we've come to expect, Maggie. That's why we're in the shape we're in.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks. Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off. What's utterly fascinating about the Dust Bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because, yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh, no, it's the Dust Bunny's only natural predator. Run along, Dust Bunnies, run along.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee. Receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Napa Know How.
This month, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil plus a Napa Platinum Oil Filter for $21.98. That's a pretty unbelievable deal. But trust us, it's totally real, but only for a limited time. So get Napa Full Synthetic and a Napa Platinum Oil Filter for $21.98 today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 4/30/19.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Uh-oh, I'm feeling a little frightened. I'm feeling kind of intimidated. I feel like there's looming totalitarianism. I think Nazism can't be far behind. The stormtroopers are suiting up. Every time you hear John Coltrane playing Favorite Things, I become terrified. I didn't know Coltrane was a Nazi. How could a black jazz master be a Nazi? This is frightening. Well, if you're Maggie Haberman at the New York Times, I guess this is where... Oh, my God. They're playing Edelweiss. That's from a musical with Nazis. This is a fun trivia question I like to ask people that believe they're film aficionados. The question is, name three musicals, you know, movies now, we're talking about motion pictures. Name three musicals with Nazis. So how many Nazi musicals? You don't have a lot of Nazi music. They're not very musical people, the Nazis. And torches and tanks and Stuka dive bombers and things, but music wasn't really their bag, baby, if you know what I mean. And there are at least three motion pictures that are musicals with Nazis. Now, we've already given away one, of course, because it's The Sound of Music, and that's an obvious one, and, you know, that's one. Anybody? Anybody else have any others? No, there's The Producers, of course, with Mel Brooks. The Mel Brooks movie is not, but, you know, the Mel Brooks movie. That's it's a musical, and it's with Nazis. Any others? Come on! Anybody? Got nothing? You can come up with it. Liza Minnelli, Joel Grey. See, that's why you can't. It's got musicals and Nazis. The two don't usually go together. But every now and then they intersect. Howard Beale coming up, speaking of movies.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.